want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Ah, you didn't tell me that Travis Bickle came through.
Oh, yeah.
He's got it?
Yeah. Oh, you can count on him.
I need that bum-ba-da-bum-bum-bum, please, if you don't mind, for the O'Reilly moment of the day. That's how we'll start the show.
I'm really glad you're bringing that back.
A shout-out to my UPS guy. Shout-out. UPS guy. You know, I love all UPS guys and gals and FedEx guys and gals and whatever the other one is that comes to the house all the time. Airborne Express.
Oh, Domino's?
Whatever. Yeah, Domino's, they're great. And all
hey, I tipped my UPS guy the other day. I thought you'd be happy about that.
See, I never tip them. I mean, I tip them once.
Oh, my God.
I tip them once a year at Christmas. If it's the same UPS guy and FedEx girl that comes to the house.
I'd never met him before, so I tipped him.
Oh, well.
I haven't tipped my FedEx guy, though, because I've never seen him.
Yeah, well, all right. Listen, Mike, it's been my understanding. Tipping has always worked for me.
Do you understand that I have a...
So I urge you to tip more.
You see your guys, so you get morning deliveries then.
Yeah, that's why it's like before 10:30 guaranteed.
But I rarely get a morning delivery, even when it's guaranteed.
We should get your money back.
Well, no, it's because I live out, you know.
It's too bad. You know, what do you think people in China say?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we did not get it by 10:30. Oh, but it's because he's coming all the way from America. We live so far away, and you only live in Virginia.
I've grown accustomed to not receiving packages in the morning.
You have to stand
so
up
that's why I don't see them.
You got to fight for your right to party.
Really?
So the UPS guy today that comes to the door, mm-hmm. I've never seen this chap before. He pulls up, you know, the familiar truck, the dogs go crazy. I go to the door. The guy says, first thing he says to me, "You are Don." And I said, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he said, "I heard from the Don and Mike show that I occasionally listen to."
Oh, no.
And I thought, well, okay. All right, yeah. So you occasionally listen. I didn't say anything to the guy.
I occasionally get a delivery, you hump.
So I, you know, listen, the guy, either way, I'm just standing there. I said to the guy, well, thanks for listening however much you do listen.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I need you to sign for this. And he puts out the computerized thing that UPS has that you sign
up. Yeah, I signed one of those the other day.
Mm-hmm. And just as I'm about to sign my name, he says, "Do you know what happened to Grease Man?"
Yeah,
there you go. And
we love that. Guys. I love that question.
And I just stopped for a second, and I said, "No, you know what? I don't know whatever happened to him." I really don't. He said, he was so good. Back when I used to listen to him, whew, boy, could he make me laugh. You don't know where he is. I said, no. I don't know where he is.
Oh,
and then the guy said, okay, see you. You know, I see you. You know, bye. Bye, John Stevens look like. Bye. There he goes. You know, and I'm not mad about that.
I don't even know him.
I'm not mad. That's the way people are. I'm glad that people are familiar enough with us that they think that they can say anything to us. But the truth is, you know.
Well, that applies the rule that we have on the show. Also applies to our personal lives, where you know, please don't mention any other radio shows. We bleed. Sure. We don't like that.
Don't ask how's it going.
But that's also a double standard. That's also a double standard because I do like talking about other radio stations. It's only okay if we bring it up.
Yeah, if we initiate it.
It's like in a lot of ways.
Like for example, if when the guy in the brown outfit was walking down your driveway, if you had yelled back to him, "Hey, what happened to the Grease Man?" Then it would have been okay. The other way, though, it doesn't work.
No. Yeah. But I don't mind so much, you know, as long as we're controlling it on the show,
mm-hmm.
it's okay to talk about any other radio station. I worry, though, when people call in with their own stuff, because we, you know, we're control freaks.
When I'm out and about, and if somebody brings up radio and starts, because I do a radio show, telling me everything that they like, on the radio,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't in any way involve me, I am completely and totally offended.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish them death.
I am with you. And I just wish that everybody, you know what I wish I could get? On the front page of USA Today, if it could just, I don't have it here, but they've got an article on Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Mike, you got the front page?
I do.
Just read the upper left or right-hand corner where her face is. What does it say about her?
Caustic on TV, shy in person. Saturday Night Live's
TV. How do I get to buy that, to hang that around my neck?
Yeah, people need to know that.
So people know when they meet me, that, you know, that I'm not going to say, like what the UPS guy says, mm-hmm. Are you Don? I'm not going to go, yes, I am, God damn it. What do you think about this freaking weather? Do you have a package for me? Yes, you do. What happened to the Grease Man? I'll tell you, we were just discussing his failed career on the show yesterday at Schmucks Broadcasting from Israel. Anything else you need to know? Time, temperature, 10:14, 76. Looking at a high of 87 today. Have a great day for coming by, and thanks for listening to our show. Occasionally,
you know, he was really nice.
It was nice talking to him.
Yeah, and real outgoing.
He'd go back to the UPS people and say, "You know, I met that guy Don. He's caustic,
but he's shy
but
in
shy,
person.
But he's shy." listen, for the pre-show today, let's welcome now Rob, who's going to be reading some prepared DJ jokes.
Yes, from the joke service.
Yes, as Detective Michael Scott Spiewak.
All hello. Right?
I thought we could get some of these great gags to start the show and
very good.
Spread the wealth around.
Very good. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine, Detective Michael Scott.
I am Detective Lieutenant Michael Scott Spiewak. Do you know what 80s band Maury Povich puts on when he wants to get lucky?
What?
Bang Chung.
Yeah.
Did you know that General Motors is recalling 100,000 Chevy Malibu cars because of defective brakes? They're inviting everyone to stop in at a local dealership if they can.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on there, Detective.
Yes?
Here's today's O'Reilly moment. Fake newsman.
Hello.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Let's see what he said on his show today. Very popular, and he speaks the truth.
Young girl's dead. I'm responsible.
Well, there you go.
Confession to me.
I want to say I am delighted that we are bringing back the Bill O'Reilly moment.
Fake newsman Bill O'Reilly. What can I say, dude? They're nuggets.
Young girl's dead. I'm responsible.
Okay. Yeah.
Enough said.
Yeah. Michael Scott.
Did you know that Pirates of the Caribbean has collected 6 MTV Movie Award nominations?
I did not know that.
Johnny Depp was so thrilled he almost acted masculine for a minute.
There it is.
An Australian woman is curious she is, about how a big pair of scissors were left inside her during surgery.
Yeah?
They could use those scissors to cut the ceremonial ribbon on the brand new home the woman will buy with the money from her lawsuit.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Okay. All right.
Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Oh,
hey now.
Hey now.
Sorry.
Hey now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay, yeah, we're already here, but here come all the... Oh, hi. Julia, where's... Oh, I can't find Julia in the crowd today.
Well,
kill those guys. Kill them all. What did you do with the... There she is. Hi, Julia.
From a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
Hello.
What is Ron Jeremy's favorite champagne?
What?
Dong Perignon.
Oh, my God.
D-O-N-G. I get jokes.
Yeah, I do, too.
That was really good.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Friday, and all the ships at sea. Hey, D.C., I'm not trying to be glib, but look out, because our coaches are Don Geronimo and Mike Walmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo! Thank you, Robin.
Hello.
Speaking of, you better get that song ready, Robbie. That Gibbs song.
Yeah.
It's been 24 hours since we've been able to broadcast. Oh, you got it?
Hold on just a second, then. We can get back to this.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Uh-huh.
Momentum for the skin slowly faded away.
No!
No, he loved his cars, he loved...
This is so great. We played this yesterday with this lady who wrote this song on the phone.
Pretty.
And she called later in the show, irate. Very upset with us.
She was quite irate.
Joe Gibbs.
Hard to believe we'd mock this song. She sent in to us.
Welcome back to D.C.
It's catchy.
Yeah. What does Bill O'Reilly think of that song, I wonder?
Young girl's dead. I'm responsible.
Now, come on. That's what you just said, Bill.
Well, I'm an incompetent boob.
Oh.
Please, replace me.
Okay. There you go. Anyway, it's Friday, everybody.
Friday!
Right, 04-23-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. It's April 23rd. Ot 4.
I love it when you say that.
That is queer.
Ot 4.
Here is your phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Amen.
From Canada, call 800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C. We hear us on WJFK FM. Call 202-432-1067.
That's how you reach us.
Before we find what's going on with my wife, and I have just a bit of information about the strip club, and then we'll call her and find out everything together.
So you're going to find out the majority of this stuff on the air.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you.
That's always good.
I'll tell you, here's the only conversation that I had with Frida about this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Because Thursday night is a weird night in our house. Mm-hmm. When she works on Thursday and I work on Thursday, I find this about my wife, that on the days that she works, suddenly when she comes home, she wants to just sit in front of the television and vegetate.
Huh.
Because she finds it's a good way to just clear her mind and get the thoughts of the day out of the... You know,
she wants to download. Yeah, we men should try that.
Yeah, right. Thank you, Buzz.
I've never done that, Buzz. No.
That one's for you, Buzz. So Thursday is always a weird day because... she works, I work, and then our viewing habits on Thursday are totally not the same.
Ah.
She watches Friends. I don't watch Friends. I watch Survivor.
Thursdays are weird in my house, too.
Why, Mike?
It's hat day.
Hey, how you doing, Larry?
Yeah, then, of course, there's Naked Day. Yeah, I love Naked Day, too, every day.
And that's Larry Hagman. How you doing, Jeannie?
Jeannie, how you doing? Nice to see you, Jeannie. Hat day.
See, I get home from work last night, and she's just arrived home from work, and we go to our separate rooms to watch the television shows we like, because I watch Survivor. Right. She doesn't like Survivor.
Right.
She likes Friends. And then at 9 o'clock, she likes, of course, she likes Will and Grace. Mm. And
but both of you simultaneously, and I think this is great on different networks, being comforted by the magic box.
Yeah, right. Except as
the warm glow of the television.
As Buzz so astutely pointed out, when she's coming home after work and she watches TV, that's when she just says, "I just need to veg, and I need just to, I've had a day. I didn't want to tell you about my day at work. I just need to watch something mindless on TV." I come home and I go like, "Hey, guess what? 8 more people got fired today, and I think I'm going to go watch TV." Now, why do you always have to run off to the television room? So we're having this conversation last night, and keep in mind, like I said, I'm watching what I'm watching, she's watching what she's watching.
Right.
I said to her in passing, I said, "Hey, listen, you know, I don't really want to ask you a lot about the strip bar. I'll save it for the radio, but what was it like?" And she said, "It was interesting." And I said, "Tell me more than that."
She used interesting yesterday.
Yeah. And here's what she said. She said to me, this was right as she was leaving the house to go to work this morning, which still just cracks me up. We've been married 23 years.
It cracks you up, but it brings you great joy.
Had a kid, yeah. She had to go to work today.
Yeah.
So she says on the way out, I said, "Hey, listen, don't forget, I'm going to want to call you today. We have to discuss this strip club thing." She said, "Okay, I don't know what I can tell you, though." I said, "Well, like, you can tell us what you were doing there and what happened." She said, "Well, I will tell you that I was there with a girlfriend of mine, a black gal, and when we were there, a black gentleman approached me and saw that I had a wedding ring on and said, 'Do you love your husband, or are
it was do you, question, no 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 it was do you party?'"
Oh, no. The question the question was that she's that what she told me was he sees the wedding ring and he says, "Are you happy?" And she says, "I like him." And I'm sitting there and I said to her,
disturbing.
I said, "Now why would you, you know, listen, I am an insecure man, but why would you want, why is your answer to a guy hitting on you in a strip club, are you happily married? I like him. Are you happy? I like him." She said, "Oh, no," but then I followed it up and I said, "Not only did I love you, but I also liked you so much that you're my best friend and I'm so lucky."
I'm trying to think.
So lucky because I love you and I like you.
First of all, the type of man who would approach a woman with a wedding ring on her hand and say, "Are you happy?" is a snake to start with. So, I mean, you got a tough guy to deal with right there.
Let me call her up.
You might encourage her by saying, I like him.
That's the thought that ran through my mind, but it was like a freight train. In one ear, out the other. Hold on, here is Larry. Larry.
Hi.
Larry, yes. You're on the air, Larry.
Hey, man.
Hello, Larry.
Yes, Donald.
Right.
Yes. Wanted to let you know, 94.7, those wonderful jokes, they play it real good in the morning, and they bring in that canned laughter that makes it sound so much more funny.
Oh, no,
that Johnny Depp joke. Oh, God, I'm still just...
Hold on. Did you hear that? Did you hear that one on the other station?
Yeah. This morning?
Art Mad Mad Maring.
Yep. So you heard that this morning on the Arrow?
Yeah.
That's funny.
That people is really great. Use them.
That's funny. Okay, thank you, my friend. See you later.
You have a wonderful day.
Okay, you too.
That's some nice intelligence. That's good intel. I like that.
That's pretty good. And those DJs that used that this morning, they probably took their headphones off and felt real good about themselves.
Man,
right?
That's a good break. That's you used our break. Prepared material. Did that's a nice good. Job.
Hey, I got an idea now. We're coming out of Stevie Nicks. We're going to be going into REO Speedwagon. We got about 12 seconds. We got something from the joke sheet. What do you got over there?
We got the joke about Johnny Depp.
Hey, let's go with that Kemosabe. I'll set it up.
Yeah.
And you deliver the punchline, and then I'll hit the record.
Here's Keep On Running.
You know what's great? They paid for it.
And used it.
Here we
Seriously.
Go. Let's call. Let's call the woman of the hour.
Oh, God.
You know what? This is her cell.
Oh, I was thinking for a second she might have been at one of our affiliates.
No, it's my wife. My wife is just... see how crazy this is? Mm-hmm. She just changed cell companies. And now I'm petrified to say which company she changed to because they all advertise with us.
Right. Can you hear me now?
Mike, you know what? I don't remember which slogan is which slogan.
I don't even know. I just know that slogan. Oh, right. I don't know which company
is this. They're calling? Hello?
Hey, Bill.
There she is. I was just trying to call you. You know, with that new phone.
Hey, Frida.
I can never get through. I mean, I always get either that doon 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 doon, the wireless customer you're calling is unavailable, or I get a fast busy signal.
Oh, well, that's weird, because I'm getting like four bars now. I don't know why.
I understand. You mean the thing
signal strength.
I'm thinking, have you been to four bars already?
I got to take that. You know, you have got to clean up my reputation. That was just effervescent me at Jimmy's wedding. That was not drinking me.
Right. You got a yard of margarita, you.
No. You're getting, that was cater me. But at that time, that was just, excited.
You had a beverage, for goodness sakes. You'd had a little bubbly. You'd had something.
No, I think that was just natural high. I think I get excited, at weddings, like all girls do.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're getting four bars now, which is kind of a goal of mine.
honey.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Honey, here's what I have to ask you. I know we talked about it briefly, and I explained our crazy schedule that, last night we watched separate TV shows, and then there's, virtually... no conversation because we go immediately to sleep and we get up early.
I know, and it's even been so little conversation between us that you, and I don't even feel like I can tell you to leave me alone, but you've been talking to me early in the morning, which you usually do not do. I mean, normally I can't bother you then, but you've been...
You are the Gloria Steinem, you're Annie Hall, you're Diane Keaton. You're out there, look at you. Look at you, you're out there, you're getting it done. The old gray bear is what she used to be. You're out there, you're working your ass off. I applaud that. I don't care if you come home at odd hours and if you go out with friends.
She's getting it done, Don. Mm-hmm.
But I would like to know the strip club. Now, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
Please.
And please to be including, when the suave black gentleman said to you, "Are you happy?" And you said, "I like him." explain how that's good for my psyche.
Well, that came later, so let me start at the beginning. First there was, maybe a cocktail before the strip club, and then the strip club itself.
May I interrupt for a moment here and just say you need a little of music for this. She's talking about a strip club, and it would not be right without this music.
I'd like some. I believe the first question would be, why a strip club? Yes. We have been married 23 years. We've done a raunchy radio for like 15.
That question was going to come later after she told us the whole story.
I think I clarified the other day, but just to reiterate, it was a field trip.
Get the porno music.
Yes, thank you.
It was a different slice of life. As I have told you in different conversations over the year, Boo-Boo, I don't like, my limited world.
Frida, I hate to interrupt again, but this isn't working for me. Look, I represent a large section of our listening audience right now.
This is music.
But we want to enjoy this, okay? And I want Frida to start again.
Okay, hold on.
I mean, I've been waiting 24 hours.
Well, nothing's been...
I have been looking forward to your wife talking about this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Much
what's that saxophone music that we play? With the love, the love music.
Mike, that's only 28 seconds.
Oh, okay. All right. This will do.
So you were curious.
So you're curious.
I was curious. I was very curious.
I won't interrupt you again.
All right, go ahead. Yeah. You're curious.
So I was curious. So
like Larry King is curious.
Who is the opposite of me. She's young. She's half my age. Like a woman that Amara might date, like you might like, Mike.
Thank you.
And
did you call me? Hold on. Now I have to interrupt you. Did you call me Amara?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Did you call me Amara around your house?
Amara was a slip.
You're talking about me, call me Amara?
I swear to God, she never has. Okay. I swear in my kid's life, she's never called you Amara.
Wow.
It's Mr. Amara. That's what I
do. I kind of like Amara. I like your call. Go ahead. I keep interrupting you. Sorry, go ahead.
You hunk of a man.
Thank
Come
you.
On. Doesn't she sound drunk now?
Just happy. Effervescent.
Just be happy.
Effervescent.
All right, so explain to me.
You don't hear me happy all the time, darling.
Explain to me how you ended up in the strip club.
So then my friend, who is young and black and had danced at one time, offered to take me. So I was having like a guided tour with, you know, some my usual soccer mom group. So So we went and we got a table near the front, which was excellent.
A table near the front. There we go. This is what I'm looking for.
We were in the front row, which was excellent. And she would give me she told me how to cash in my 20 so I'd have singles.
Oh, you did? And hold on. You mean you put dollar bills in girls' legs?
Many.
Let me
do
it. I'm loving this.
No, I have to stop this for a second.
Yeah. Bravo, this is a good story.
A breather to cool off.
I'm not saying it's not a good story. Here's what I'm saying. Where was this woman when we did the dirty shows for all those years?
Right.
Well, I was probably home or driving carpool or, you know, I wasn't.
God, you know, it's just my luck.
And there was no touching.
My luck. We clean up the show for the FCC right around the time that my wife decides it's okay to go out and go clubbing and go whoring.
They were very nice girls, I'm sure. As a matter of fact, the benefit of being a lady is when you're in the ladies' room, you see the girls and you can chat with them.
May I, excuse me, I'm very excited about this story. May I offer this?
Yes, I
think it was just a short time ago you two were having a discussion that I remember, I don't know how long ago it was, about wanting to find interests that you share, something that you would enjoy, something that you would enjoy doing together.
And we see the couples together there.
Really? Couples do go.
I'll ask you first, Frieda, because I have no idea what the answer
will be
my esteemed colleague, but I will say, is that the type of thing that you could see you doing with your husband?
No, I think I've done it once, you know, once every 20 years ago. That's probably but my next field trip, you're more than welcome to go on. I want to see there's a club in Washington that has, you know, the drag queens. And you would be more than welcome to go
on that. Tell me more about Denzel Washington.
incidentally,
no matter what the guy looks like.
Yeah, in your mind.
In my mind, I'm positive.
Right.
It's Denzel Washington that comes up and says, aren't you fine? I see you have a wedding ring on. Are you happy?
Well, I'm not there yet.
I like him.
Let me just finish with the strip club.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, please.
It was nice having the companion who knew the ropes, who would say to me, okay, now stand up there. So you have to walk up to the stage and stand up there and wait for your turn to, you know, to when the dancer comes and dances in front of you and flings her hair so it swirls around you so you can smell her hair.
Hold on. This is an episode of The Twilight Zone for me. Wait a minute. Every time my whole life I've gone to one of these places and told you about it, you've always said, those are scuzzy places. Losers go there. Why do you go there? Why would you possibly want to go there? You're doing a freaking commercial for them now. What have I done to make my life so upside down? I am serious, Frieda.
It was fun. I just went and I could analyze the girls and think, well, she has nice, you know, breasts, but I see the scar from the operation there, and I really wanted to be able to stare at the men, but I couldn't do that. I mean, I had to pretty much focus on the female.
Maybe next time.
So, tell me about Denzel.
Yeah, you start staring at the men in a place like that, you're going to be you're going to be approached.
Tell me about Denzel.
But my friend told me the men would check me out in my little, you know, in my little mom outfit as I stood there waiting to put my dollar.
You dress like Britney Spears' mother, okay?
Yeah.
You do. You do, honey. You're not liking
so,
it, sorry.
So then after the novelty wore off, we left and we just went to get a bite to eat. And, of course, my friend is young and attractive, and so she, you know, there were men, you know, sitting next to us and we're conversing. But anyway,
just such BS. You know, if I told her this story, she wouldn't believe a second of this.
I did get the whole routine. Well, I think that you should not limit yourself. When I told him that, he asked me if I, you know, was happily married when he saw my ring. And I said, yes, I love my husband.
Yeah, and I'm supposed to feel good about this.
No, there's no way you can feel good about that.
No, I'm secure enough. I don't care. I mean, if you want to leave me for Denzel Washington, goes out here. Go ahead. Here's the only thing that I want to know. Really, crazy lady. Here's the only thing that I'm saying to you. Where were you? Where was this person when we were doing a bit on the show where girls had to trick or treat, and if they didn't bob for an apple or whatever it was, they had to take the tops off. Where was the woman who was so concerned about this that you made, and I emasculated myself, I wore a goddamn blindfold.
I remember.
Where is that woman?
Well, first of all, you did that for your son, too, who asked you to do that. And second of all...
Well, hold on. Is he old enough? Let's not bring him into this, but I really don't... I think he was past the age of knowing what's going on and being concerned with anything that happened on the radio show. I think it was a concern of yours that there had been a few pieces over the last couple of months leading
when
up...
When it came to nudity, your wife was always very involved in the show.
Anti-nudity.
I would say it was anti-nudity.
And I just... Not that I am complaining. If you're open-minded, it's great.
I'm not open-minded to having sex or wanting to touch or having, you know, whatever thoughts you're having about women, and I don't want to put those women in front of you to tempt you. I think you're better off without that. But I was like Jane Goodall.
I don't buy this. I don't buy this. I don't buy this in a little bit.
She's Jane Goodall, and you're better off without it.
You're one of the eight, so you cannot go into the woods, whereas I, Jane Goodall, can go there and just observe.
So what you're saying is your trip was purely clinical.
It was purely a field trip.
And I'm not even going to ask about all of the other guys that may have asked her questions
interesting. I did get to hear from that guy. He said he was giving me his best back. And I love that kind of talk because I never hear that.
His best what?
His best man. He's giving her best moves.
Oh.
You
know,
and you would love having me come on. Wouldn't you love me getting on the radio? But here's the difference. Even though, you know, you're almost 50, you're still beautiful. You can go out somewhere and you can have guys hit on you. Look at me. Look at me. I've lost weight, but look at me. I'm still a pig. I'm Jim Belushi. Can you imagine a situation where I would come in one day to work and say, hey, I was out when we were on the road in Las Vegas. I went to this bar one night. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had these chicks come on over. One said, are you married? And I said, yeah. And she said, I like her.
And did you let me finish when he asked me if I liked him? I said, well, I already said that part. I loved him and I liked him.
I already said that.
And
listen,
that's what's special.
All of this is a moot point. I just want to know when this transformation took place, when this alien came down and took over your body form. And what I want to know is, when is the other one coming back?
You just don't know me, my darling. This has always been me. I've always liked to have new experiences.
Listen, how many of you folks have listened to the show? By a show of hands, how many of you listened to the show for lots of years and heard Frieda on the show? Is this not like an episode of The Twilight? Mike, you don't have to raise your hand. I'm just talking to the people.
I was kind of confused for a second.
Listen, whatever you're doing, it's okay with me. It just seems like a contradiction, but it's okay. It's okay with me.
I have to say, I can probably understand your anger at this moment.
And Mike, I'm not angry. I'm really...
You're vexed. You're perplexed.
Yeah.
It's anger. Well, it's anger just beneath the surface. I'm finding myself getting angry.
I know. This is like I gave you, baby.
I'd like to keep you guessing, boo boo. I
gave you my best Mac, baby.
Frieda, I've never respected you more.
Oh, Buzz. Shut up.
Shut up, Buzz.
So, Frieda, would you go back? Would you go back anytime soon?
No, because I've been there. Now I'll try something different. I want to see the drag queens.
Sure. Okay. Whatever cover you got to use. The story.
It would seem to me if you're looking for new experiences, the next step, I think, on the ladder might be a swingers party.
I don't want that much experience.
Okay. When did new experience...
I watch HBO.
When did new experiences, although, involve erotica?
It wasn't erotic for me. That's what you don't get.
What about, there was
nothing erotic about it. It was interesting.
Enough of that. Who is the celebrity your friend most resembles?
Oh, gosh. She's got really short hair. She's not a tall lady. She's adorable. I have to think on that one.
She...
I can't think of any short. I would say, I'd say a young, who's married to Will Smith? A young Jada
Pinkett. Jada Pinkett. Wow.
Yeah.
She's adorable.
Wow. That's saying something.
So that's good bait for you to be out with. No guys would be hanging around when you're out with a piece of ass like that. And a guy looks at that table and the guy goes, okay, you can have the young one. I'll take the old one. The old one's pretty cute too. You know what I mean? There's like no real fighting going on.
Well, thanks, darling.
And look at the older one. She's got a wedding ring on. But if she's in a strip club, pounding beers.
Sugar, I didn't talk to them. I talked to them outside of the strip. I was at a perfect family-oriented restaurant.
Even better. Talk to them after you've left the strip club, after they followed you to whatever restaurant it is you're going to.
They did not follow.
What a surprise.
They walked in.
Oh, so you weren't hit on in the strip joint?
No, absolutely not.
Did any men speak to you in the strip joint?
Nope. And only women.
Did you take any trips to the ladies'
room? That's a good question,
Mike. Good question.
I know, and I mentioned earlier that was enjoyable, too, because you see the other strippers in there. I mean, they don't even have their own dressing room.
Honey, you should just hear some of these calls that we have. I know you do, but hold on. Some of these guys are saying things that I would say. Rick?
Yeah?
Go ahead, say it.
Bizarro World Frida.
I agree. Thank you, Chris. Here is Carrie from Las Vegas. Carrie.
Hey, I got a question for you, Don.
Yes.
Have there been any strange lights in the sky or UFOs in your area? Because it's obvious that your wife has been replaced with an alien replica.
Right.
This is not the Frida that we've heard before.
Okay. Right, and it's not the Frida I've lived with.
That brings up a good point. If we had been in Las Vegas, we would have gone to, we could have gone to one of those reviews that are topless, and you wouldn't have thought anything weird about that.
Baby, that's a Vegas show. You're sitting in the Wayne Newton Theater. You're not in some room that smells like
those reviews.
Smells like number three.
They're awesome.
Hold on, I got one more call for you, honey.
All right.
And this one, I do think you should take.
Gotta see.
Homo Joe.
Hey, Don, I'm Homo Joe here.
Yo, Homo Joe.
Hi, Homo Joe.
You should let me take Rita out to the drag queen bar, and I'll take Joe and his girlfriend.
Well, now, see, now that's...
Frida's not turning into Dennis Murphy. Would you take her, Joe?
I would take her, and I'd protect her and make sure she wouldn't get hurt. And then she gets bored with the drag queens to go in the back room where the male strippers are.
Yeah, because
the back room is the really wild area.
Well, you have to watch out. You have to watch out for all those barroom brawls at the drag show.
Watch your wigs off.
All the slapping.
All right, Joe. Hold on. I'll give you a number. I'll give you a number to call Frida. Hold on a second. Hi,
it's good to pick you up. Take you to prank show.
All right. Well, there she is. That guy on the phone said it best. Bizarro Frida.
Wow.
Bizarro Frida. However, I'll tell you something.
I'm in the middle of the street now.
All right, well, go on back to work.
I can't hear you. I got to go.
All right,
sweet pea. I love you. But another thing was, remember when we all went to WEP and I wasn't interested in gay men?
Right. I love you, too. It's also curious to me that we never have sex.
Hey, Frida?
That we haven't had sex since we were in Las Vegas, but you've been to all these sex places. We still haven't had sex.
We were just in Las Vegas on the weekend.
Right. That would be Saturday. Let's count the days. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This would be 6 days.
I just want to say to your wife, have a nice weekend. I enjoyed that segment.
And honey?
Well, thank you, O'Mara. I appreciate it.
And honey?
I just want to say right on.
And honey? Honey, if I could just ask one last thing.
Yes?
When is the bathroom going to be done?
No, I'm not sure about that.
Oh.
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right.
Love you.
But we'll have sex before the bathroom's done, I promise.
Love you. Bye.
Bye,
Bizarro Woman.
Okay, bye.
I'll be driving my car backwards 100 miles an hour tonight on the way home just because I'm so sure nothing's going to happen to me because it's a bizarro world.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Jesus. So anyway, that's her story.
You know, that was, you made us wait 24 hours for that, and that was worth the wait.
Shared it with you.
Right. Only one point it got really good, and I know you had to jump in, and because we were all enjoying. But you were talking about the smelling of the hair.
Oh, the twirling
like
of the hair.
Yeah, the twirling of the hair.
I think being in the ladies' room with the strippers, I sort of enjoyed that part.
But you know, you had to stop that.
Listen, there's a lot.
You had to stop that. It was your job.
I'm just saying to you, listeners, and now really, I'm telling you,
if you were happy about that, or doing cartwheels about that, or being psyched about that, you can't be now because it wasn't. It's bizarro.
Right, because that's not, you know.
If that's the way it always
is. I say to Frida, these are the ABCs of me, which is the greatest movie line ever that I steal, and I say to her every time I do something she doesn't like, I say, these are the ABCs of me. I've not changed in a lot of ways since we got married 23 years ago. I'm telling you, the ABCs of Frida have just taken a total change.
She's always changing.
No, but now since the boy left, this is it. This is like crazy Frida.
I can understand that.
Crazy Frida. Out of her mind, Frida.
Breaking free.
Whatever. Have a good time, honey.
You must meet the friend. You must meet the new friend.
No need, Mike. My friends, their names are Grissom and Brass.
Yeah.
And I was with all of them. I was with my friends last night.
Have you met this woman she's talking about ever?
No, but I'm hoping to meet William Peterson someday.
Okay. Because, I understand what you're saying.
Because CSI.
Yes, your friend is the magic box.
That's my friend.
So I think I see the picture here. As she begins to explore and branch out more and more, you will be retreating deeper and deeper into your relationship with the magic box.
The Tina Fey headline? What was that Tina Fey headline?
It was Tina Fey headline.
Caustic, but shy.
Yes. Caustic on TV, shy in person.
Yes, that's me. I don't like to go out. I've never liked to go out. I like staying in my house. I like locking the doors. I like shutting the blinds. I like just sitting.
Gregarious on the radio, hermit in person.
Yes, absolutely. And thank God for my friends. And thank God for this. I mean it.
Well.
Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Something wacky this way comes. The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone.
I'm listening to music on my way to work today. And thinking, seriously, like in the all-time top three males, I would probably choose Tom Jones, this remix, Don't Make a Face at Me.
No, it just sounds funny. I'm not even sure whether I disagree with you.
Here's the thing.
It is making me smile.
I like the 70s. I like the music that was in the 70s. Right. And I think all of you people out there that were born, let's say, from 1955, 1954, up until 1965, all you people that are distancing yourself from the 70s, you're all cowards. It's music that you all listen to. There's nobody out there.
But where does Tom Jones fit into that? I mean, he's kind of timeless, isn't he?
But most of his success was in the 70s. Yeah. I mean, he's one of these guys, he's coming back now like as a fluke and an icon.
I'm a big fan of his Prince remake.
It's great, great 70s.
Anyway, I'm listening to Tom Jones on the thing in the car, and I pull up to a stoplight, and I think the song was She's a Lady from the Tom Jones Greatest Hits.
She's a Lady!
And I got that thing blasting. The speakers are vibrating.
Whoa, 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 she's a lady!
And I pull up to the light, and I realize the peer pressure because of people with convertibles.
Yeah.
That I turn it down.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there and I go, now why am I turning down Tom Jones?
Because you want to play something loud that other people in their cars can hear that's hip.
Yeah, right. Well,
But see, Tom Jones, I think, is hip.
Let me just say, I'm not ashamed. And I think maybe Tom Jones might be in my top five all-time favorite vocalists. Male vocalists.
And that's not bad.
All time.
Yeah.
Let's hear a great Tom Jones song.
Well, nothing's been
the same. That hurt. That really disappointed me. And I like Tom Jones. I thought you were really going to play like another example of Tom Jones.
Yeah, the entire decade, though. People just spit on it.
Yeah, but what's new, Pussycat? Please.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I dig that. What's new, Pussycat?
It's like a
show tune. Hey, who's Broadway fag?
I go to Broadway shows, but I mean, I don't know.
Did you know that Tom Jones is the 83rd most successful recording artist in history?
Well, that didn't help my case much.
No, it does, considering
all
of it.
No, it does not help his case.
No, like 80, 83.
Number 83.
At least in the top 60.
Who's number 82?
I can tell you. Hold on.
See, that's how you can judge it. Who's 82?
Right. Give me 1 second. It's in the back of the book.
And the all-time
I know history. Who it is. Toby Keith.
I don't think it's
probably somebody like stupid Ricky Martin.
No,
sure. Or the Spice Girls. Something like that.
Ahead of him. Yeah.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Tom Jones is 82?
Yeah. Gosh, I miss Al Yankovic's Ma and Pa. I hope he's doing okay on that tour.
Yeah. That mini-skirted mom sure looks sexy.
Okay, here are people that are less successful than Tom Jones.
Okay, lay it on.
Less successful.
Wilson Pickett is less successful than Tom Jones.
I like Wilson Pickett.
The Impressions.
Okay.
Brian Adams, Jerry Butler.
Were you requesting number 82?
Yeah, give me the one that's directly above.
Robbie, is in the index, is it possible to come up with 82? Or right. is
just yeah. above Tom Jones?
The Spinners. Now, keep in mind, this is everybody in top 40.
See, now,
male,
now
female. List,
now, when you talk about success, album success, as far as...
This is a point system as determined by, like, Billboard chart success.
Okay, chart and, success,
and also,
sales
I will
success.
Say that this book is 3 years old, so it might have changed. But
who's in front of the Spinners?
In front of the Spinners is Lionel Richie.
Oh. So Lionel Richie would be, like, 81?
Yeah.
See, that's what I would expect.
Ahead of Tom Jones, not good.
Who's number one, Elvis?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
What people don't know, Rob is a huge Elvis fan.
Who's the best baseball team of all time? The Yankees.
Of course.
Dumbass.
Of course they are.
Hey. All right, anyway. Thank
number
you, Rob.
Number 7 is Pat Boone.
Oh, ouch. Okay, that paints the whole list.
It sure does.
Hey, and can I just get something off my chest for whoever that individual was from Virginia who sent Regis the Build-A-Bear Yankee today in the Yankees outfit? I can't say it.
The Regis and Kelly Lee show?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to say thank you to a person from Virginia who sent me a look. From Build-A-Bear, the Yankee Build-A-Bear. Look at this. Isn't this lovely?
And I just want to see a bolt of lightning come right there and blow his head off.
I don't want to say that somebody in the other room might be surfing on the World Wide Web, but right now on the screen that has the calls that Joe is telling us who's on the phone,
yes,
there's a giant pop-up ad for Backseat Bangers.
Oh, the Weekenders.
That's me. I'm sorry.
That's sausages?
Yeah.
It is exactly, Mike. Exactly. All right, Rob, put the book away.
Okay.
Thank you. Otherwise, you'd be there all day, Robert. All day you'd be there, Robert.
I've got another interesting statistic for you.
Normally, I have a list of about 8,000 things that I wanted to discuss on the show. I think I got two here. And then we are absolutely going to go to the basement of the science building.
You said like in the subfloor of the basement of the science building.
Yeah,
really?
I mean the nuclear fallout basement of the
very
science
good
building in our next break.
Hmm.
Let me just say, if you're a fan of the movie Tron, you will want...
What, the old movie Tron?
Yes. You will want to stay tuned.
Wasn't that a 70s movie?
An 80s movie.
Just barely. Yeah.
Just barely in the 80s.
And ahead of its time.
Tron.
Also, if you're a fan of people that have a healthy self-image.
Okay. We'll get the guy on in a second. Have you called him yet?
Not yet.
Go call him and see if his plane has landed. Okay. While Rob is doing that, here is a great story rearing its ugly head again. Everybody loves Friends, right? Yeah. The TV show.
Yeah, I guess.
So, there's a woman named Imani Lyle. She worked as a writer assistant on the show. She sued Warner Brothers. She worked there in 1999. She's suing Warner Brothers and three writers on the show, saying that the cast and the writers constantly joked about women and sex and often ridiculed and mocked black people.
Really?
Huh. Yes. Vulgar comments, gestures, and jokes, regular part of creating a program about sexually active young people. Now, this is what the Warner Brothers answer.
That's right.
It's like it's the working environment here. Mm-hmm. However, on Wednesday, a court of appeal reinstated it, saying that when Warner Brothers TV came back and said, this is just how people act on a TV show,
right?
They said, that's crap. She is black.
Uh-huh.
She is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very funny to think about Matt LeBlanc
right
standing around dropping the hand bomb
Is that what she said in her thing?
She's intimating that the stars had conversations.
Right.
When they were goofing around, including when they would have the writer's meeting.
Sure.
When they would all sit around and do the table read.
Right.
That there were comments made. Mm-hmm. How come there are no blacks in the script this week? I was like, well, right. It would, and again, now this is me, uh-huh. as Matt LeBlanc, what I'm picturing.
Right.
Well, there will be no blacks on this show. Because this is a white friend.
Yeah.
And then, then they all go, ha, 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 ha.
Sure, sure.
So the lady hears it. And anyway, she tried to sue, and now it's back in the news.
So they're honoring the lawsuit.
Yes, you're telling us there's a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that with your favorite friends. It was on last night.
Right. The next I've always speculated that Phoebe... Chandler.
Uh-huh.
Also, I don't watch the show.
Ross, Rachel, Joey,
all clan. You know, right beneath the surface. Yeah, you think that those kind of organizations don't exist in the inner city? I tell you, they do. And I always had it. I had a hunch they were all clan.
Friends is a code word, really.
You know, I don't think it's just confined to shows like the Dukes of Hazzard.
I spent time with Matthew Perry.
Did you really? Yeah, that's right. You're close with him. You two are
Super
tight.
Bowl. I had two mixed drinks with him.
Right.
And
well, it's just the character I'm saying on TV. Did you find anything out when you were drinking with the guy?
Well, now that I think of it, God, He asked me, what is, I said, hi, I'm Don. He said, I'm Matt Perry. I said, it's nice to meet you. And I said,
hi, I'm Matt Perry.
And I said, it's nice to meet you. And then he said something about, you don't travel with any blacks.
Oh, it's terrible.
It was something, flipped.
Shocking. Really.
Something off. And
I'm shocked to hear that. I'm shocked too. I really am.
And when he would order a drink, he would just scream the N-word.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It would be like N-word, and
right?
Hold up the glass. You know, N-word, hold up. And then the last thing he said to me is, "Do you love Tom Jones?" So I was all over the place with Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
Here's something that is too great from the internet.
Okay,
a website. Kirk Cameron. Now, do you remember who Kirk Cameron is?
Child actor.
He's the guy that was on Growing Pains with Alan Thicke.
Hey, Mike. Wasn't Kirk Cameron Mike?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Mike, you're grounded. I'm putting you upstairs.
The older boy, yeah.
Kirk Cameron.
Canadian Alan Thicke. Hey, Mike.
Kirk Cameron has a website. He wants to save us. I'm going to give you the website in just a second. But first, I'd like to play you some of the audio.
Okay.
Because not only do you get Kirk Cameron, who was a... The boy on a sitcom.
He was my son.
That Alan Thicke was the mama.
You're grounded. You've been in big trouble. Well, how's he saving us?
Family Pains? Is it Growing Pains?
Growing Pains
was the name of the show. So Kirk Cameron, and if I'm not mistaken, he married just a drop-dead, like, model type.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you have not accepted Jesus as your savior,
mm-hmm.
after the Mel Gibson movie, it's time for you to go to Kirk Cameron's website. He wants to prevent you and your loved ones from spending eternity in hell. His site is called, well, I'll give you the name of the site in a moment.
How we doing? The Growing Pains.
How we doing with the guy?
He's standing by.
Oh, fantastic.
Show me that smile. Show me that smile.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Now, when you go to this site, I mean, there, Buzz has found his picture. Yeah, Buzz was on IMDb.
From his fan page.
And then there he is. There's the picture of him, Mike. Now,
yes, Serena, pardon me if I don't get up.
So you see his name, and you go to the website. I spent a while on the website this morning. You go to the site. One of the first things that I ask you to click on is if you're a Christian.
Okay.
Oh, hold on. What happened to the Redskin? Yep, I was looking for the Redskins there. What's that?
We have free CD players.
What's that one?
This is Kirk.
Oh, okay. That's the stuff from the website. Okay. Anyway, you go there, it says, are you a Christian?
So before you even go in there, it has to find out whether you're a Christian.
You have to click yes or no.
And you also have to know that when you go there, there's a flash movie of like a 3 or 4 inch tall Kirk Cameron talking to you.
Now,
so when you hear him talk on this tape, you have to imagine an animated Kirk Cameron talking to you.
Well, it's kind of an animated one?
Well, badly done.
It's like home video quality.
Okay.
Very good.
A combination.
A little jerky.
It's bad quality. So even if you start it, if you're a Christian, I clicked on yes because that would be the easiest way to get in.
Uh-huh.
Even when you click on yes, it gives you...
Are you a good Christian?
The hard sell about how, you know...
Are you a fallen Christian?
Do you want to know if your loved ones are going to be saved? And also, listen, incidentally, they won't get to heaven with you. And then... Anyway, let me just play some of this from the Kirk Cameron website.
Hi,
It's me, Kirk. Welcome to the Way of the Master. If you are a Christian, please click yes. If you're not a Christian, please click no. I have an important part of the site I want you to see.
So, this is not a joke. I go to the site. I click yes. Yes, Kirk Cameron, I am a Christian.
Almost everyone thinks they're a good person. But the question you should be asking is, am I good enough to go to heaven?
Now, the question we should be asking, are you good enough to ever get your face on television again? The answer is no.
It hasn't been on for a while.
Right, years.
How would you know? The way to find out is to ask yourself if you've obeyed the Ten Commandments. Most people say, well, I've broken one or two, but nothing too serious like murder. So let's go through them and see how you do.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, this is scary.
The first are we gonna greatest go through them? Commandment. You shall have no...
I've got them. If you want, I've got them. Hi, Johnny.
You've hit the no selection. That's what happens when you
no?
click.
Oh,
that's no? When asked if you're a Christian, if you click no, he goes on.
Ooh, among
see,
us. I did John that. John is a good Christian. And,
no, he's not.
Okay, well, I apologize for that.
No other gods before me. Have you always put God first in your life? Right. Jesus said so.
Oh, I see. Is this the fury of God part? Is it? Let me see. Clicking the no button.
I have a confession to make since we're answering these. At one point in my life, it was right after college, I was in an experimental phase, and I did worship a golden cow.
Do you have the...
Just for a very brief time.
Do you have the part on here where if you have committed one of the sin
yeah,
that you,
as you, go
that you
through,
click on?
As you go through, when you hit no as a Christian, he goes through the commandments, and then at the bottom he gives you a choice, guilty or innocent.
Yeah. I'm not kidding about this.
So I go guilty every time.
Wow. Have you ever murdered, innocent?
Wow.
All of this...
And if you answered like you did any of them, you're
in
trouble.
You get a lecture.
Well, like, for instance, the second commandment. Here we go. Second commandment, which is...
I don't...
Thou shalt...
Not be on a sitcom with Alan Zeck.
Does anybody here in this room even know what the second commandment is?
Well, I think I know him.
That's not an order,
Have any false god before my God. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Thou shalt not...
Thank you, Mike. That was it.
Honor thy mother and father.
That's the first one.
That's impressive.
The second commandment. Ah, you shall not make for yourself any idol.
Oh, Mike. I am sorry. That guess was incorrect.
What? I didn't say I knew him in order, Don.
I'm kidding.
I'm trying. I'm doing the work. I'm baby-stepping.
Is he talking about Reuben Studdard?
I'm busting
your Christian
chops.
I want to go to heaven, Don. I want to go to heaven.
Kirk Cameron says you can't, Mike.
I want to go.
I know how you can go.
The second commandment.
Al.
You shall not make for yourself any idol. Who's God to you? Is he only a God of love and mercy who would never judge anyone?
I have a question about Kirk Cameron. Is he a certified, is he a preacher? Is he a man of the cloth?
I know what he's certified to do. Yeah.
What's that?
Sell the kit. Selling.
No.
Right. Yeah.
He's not.
Oh, that's right.
He's no matter selling what route, something.
God spoke to him, Mike.
Oh, no.
And said, Kirk, get your failing career out of the gutter and sell this crap on the internet.
No matter what route you take, yes, no, violate the commandments, it always takes you to order this kit. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Okay. Do we know what's in the kit?
I think
with Demerol, right.
We can probably come back to this next week and spend more time with it. Just let me leave you with this little bit. Don't let them perish. Your loved ones?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Don't let them perish.
Very good.
Kirk?
God doesn't want them to perish, and I know you don't either.
Oh, Kirk.
I'm sure you want to share your faith, but maybe you're not sure how, or maybe you're afraid.
This is where it said, click here if you want your relatives to be saved.
Right.
Wow.
Okay, so it's like everything is yes, no. Have you broken this commandment? Guilty, innocent. Click here. So of course I click. Of course I want my family to be saved.
What are you going
right?
to No.
The second commandment. You shall not make for...
Hold on, we're way out of order here. Hold on. Let's get back to... Oh, don't let them perish.
God doesn't want them to perish, and I know you don't either. I'm sure you want to share your faith, but maybe you're not sure how, or maybe you're afraid. Well, that's what this website is all about.
I want to help you overcome your fear and give you tools so that when you share your faith, you'll know exactly what to say.
It's like Anthony Robbins.
Please don't let your loved ones go to hell without trying to rescue them.
Sure.
Don't let another day go by without to share your faith so they can be saved. Think of that person you love right now and do this for them. Are you ready? Come on, let's do this together.
Ready to punch you.
Your first step is clicking the little button below my feet and we'll get started.
Click it, click it.
Stop selling me something. Wouldn't you be worried? I mean, even more than like one of those Ernest Ainsley, Jimmy Swagger guys, wouldn't you be worried about incurring the wrath of God?
Well, don't be.
If you've got an internet site that says, you know, if follow the Ten Commandments, live your life the way that the God says, incidentally, click here to buy my
I'd like to see the financials. Just show me the financials, Kirk.
They're going to be good.
Nowhere on the website.
How good is it?
Nowhere on the website.
Would you be willing to invest a few hours of your time to learn how to share your faith in a very unique way?
That's the come on.
That's all I'll leave you with. That's all the come on.
All right, well, you got check his financials, see what he's doing for a
living. Robbie, let's come back to this on Monday.
I want to hear more.
Kirk Cameron website. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Wanted to bring to you, have you seen the E little thing that they did on this fabulous show? The Kirk Cameron Show?
You mean the E Network?
Yes.
They did a thing on his website?
Apparently, no. But apparently he destroyed the last couple of years of that show by insisting that all the scripts have nothing in it that could offend any Christians.
Oh, you're talking about like the True Hollywood Story for Growing Pains.
Yes, yes.
Oh.
And apparently they at one point had hooked him up with a really hot blonde squeeze on that show, and he got her kicked off when it came out she had appeared in Playboy.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know. What an ass.
He was insane back in the day.
Wow.
He couldn't be happy that his little brother co-star turned out to be gay then.
No, probably. I would imagine that did not excite him.
Wow.
Maybe it did. Maybe, all right. Thank you, my friend.
That's a good insight. I like that.
Now, we'll have lots of this website on the show Monday. We're just too jam-packed today. I can see we got a guest coming up. But if you want to go, this is the address that I use, www.wayofthemaster.com.
Very good. All right.
Wayofthemaster.com. Go ahead. Click that you've broken all of the commandments and that you don't want your family to live eternally.
You don't want them to perish, but you'll still be able to buy the kit.
No matter what it is, you'll still be able to buy something.
Very good.
Indiana Jones, you're not making that movie because Harrison Ford is old. I'm just telling you stuff you're going to hear on Entertainment Tonight. Or
Everything I read in all the tabloids about Harrison Ford is that he's constantly on the juice.
Let me see.
And I'm not talking about steroids. I'm talking about the traditional Dean Martin juice.
Mike, would you like Anna Nicole Smith or... Oh, this is sad for me. No. Would you like Anna Nicole Smith or Adam West, TV's Batman, to do your cell phone voicemail messages?
No, I would not.
You go to Virgin Mobile.
You can't be surprised about Adam West, though.
I'm surprised at the price.
What is the price? How much are they doing it for?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yes, now it's Adam West, so I could get him to say, you know, hi.
Well, it's a cell phone message, and if they're opening it up for the public, you know, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this even before you tell me the price.
Uh-huh.
It may be one of those deals where it's all pre-recorded and it's not customized.
Right.
And if that's the case, maybe...
Hold on, Mike. There is... You're right. You can get pre-recorded messages, or you can get customized.
All right. Oh. How much for the customized?
Please to be guessing on both prices.
All right. I will say for the pre-recorded, you can get it for maybe like $10.
This is why it's sad for Batman. $2.95.
Oh, my God.
And what if you want it personalized?
I was going to say like $500.
$3.95.
Oh,
wow.
My
God.
Wow.
Pretty great.
I'd spend the extra dollar.
You can also... Sure. Not only could you get Anna Nicole Smith or my guy, Adam West Batman, also available right now, Grandpa Al Lewis from the Monsters.
You know, when is he going to be on the other side of the dirt?
No salutations.
Greetings.
Eric Estrada and...
Well, Eric Estrada, I would expect it from.
Wild card, Destiny's Child.
Really?
Since Beyonce left?
Oh, you mean Destiny's Child without Beyonce?
Right.
Oh, that is so
sad. How bad is that?
That's horrible.
That's great.
Very, very sad.
That's fantastic. all this other stuff, we'll just have to wait to get to another day, another time, because we have
I mean, big nerd news coming out.
Excellent. All right.
Big, big nerd news, and everybody's going to have to pay very close attention.
Super.
Because we're going to be showing Mike some photographs from the web, and we're going to be interviewing a guy, and we'll give you the website. You can follow along with it. We don't want the website to crash
right
away.
Should we talk like this when we're talking to him?
Yes, we will.
Excellent.
Because you and I both love sci-fi.
Sci-fi is exciting.
And here's the sad part, you know. When Rob was telling the guy booking him to be on the show, he said, well, one of our hosts actually has costumes. Thanks, Rob.
And that would be you.
I do have costumes.
I like to distance myself from that.
I know you do.
Do you still have those costumes in your possession?
Yes, I do. I have three Batman suits. I have a couple of faux Star Trek Next Generation uniforms. And, of course, my prized possession, Mike, which is the Starfleet uniform, actually used on the show Star Trek The Next Generation.
One of my most disturbing social moments ever with you involved that party you had at your house.
Oh, my Star Trek party.
I remember your Star Trek party.
Well, that's... You know,
why did you do that
to us? Hey, kids, can I just tell the kids out there listening? Uh-huh. Before American Idol, a long time ago, there was another show that really caught my fascination.
Way to spin it, Don.
And that show was Star Trek The Next Generation.
Uh-huh. What was the nature? I don't even remember because I block things that are painful.
You had to dress up as your favorite Star Trek character.
As a character. I still have my Geordi glasses.
We all came to your house.
Yes, you did.
I never felt more awkward than I did at your home. I've always had great times. That was, and it was not necessarily just you. It was a certain company that we had there.
All right. Oh, Jeremy was there.
Yeah, and that'll ruin any party.
I forgot that. He was from the planet Uranus. Incidentally. So the nerd alert goes out.
Very good.
The absolute nerd alert. I mean, this guy, he definitely tops my Star Trek The Next Generation uniforms, my really? Batman suit. He's way up there.
I hope he sounds like that.
Yeah.
Who cares?
What if he sounds like... Hello, Don and Mike.
No. Based on the photos?
Right.
Not a chance. Answer me these questions three.
Right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. Nothing matters but the weekend.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Very nice.
Hello, la la la, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. Hi. Let's get ready to climb into the basement of the science building.
We're going to take a trip into the subfloor of the basement of the science building.
Yes. And I should mention, as long as we're on the topic of nerd-like subjects, tomorrow at this time, I imagine I'll be immersed in round three.
Who's going to get a pick in this round?
Of the NFL draft.
What is the statistic on drafted players in the NFL that actually make it on the make the team without getting cut? I hear it's less than
10%. Very small. I mean, like, even first round guys, mm-hmm. the percentage of them sticking is
like 10% or something like that.
Very small. Wow. And now this whole thing with the...
But let's make a big deal about speculating.
With Eli Manning?
Yes.
The guy who everybody thinks would be great.
Right. And isn't he like real picky about what team he's going to go to?
Well, it's his dad. It's his papa, Archie Manning.
Right.
Who
has another son, Peyton, who hasn't done badly.
Now, Archie Manning played on the Saints, and they stunk the whole time he played there. So Archie Manning has the rap. He was a good player on a bad team.
Exactly.
Archie Manning saw Peyton Manning go to Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. Who wants to go to Indianapolis?
Right.
But that's worked out okay. Now San Diego has the pick to take him. Mm-hmm. Archie Manning goes to San Diego and says, I don't want my boy to play here. I want my boy to play in New York.
Right.
I want him to play for the Giants.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, T.S.
What do you mean, T.S.?
The Chargers have the pick.
Yeah, but I mean, if he wants to play for the Giants, he plays for the Giants.
Just because you're a Giants fan.
If he wants to play with that team.
Anyway.
Hey, I didn't even know that. I'm suddenly interested in this chap you speak of.
And Archie Manning is full of a doublespeak today. I saw that guy being interviewed, and he said, I want to say for the record, I never said at any time that I thought that Eli should not go to San Diego. I did not. And then the reporter said, well, how would you feel if your son was drafted by the San Diego Chargers? He said, I would not feel good about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say on the Chargers' behalf, if he is the best player,
yeah, you take him.
You take him, and then you get somebody for him.
Right,
right.
Or you take him, and you know, if he's really a Manning, which I guess means he's going to be like a robot out there, he's going to be fantastic. Take him.
What the hell?
How about those jeans, though? Those Manning jeans.
Must be something to that.
They are gorgeous. I mean, the way they lift and separate their buttocks. Oh, you meant G-E-N-E-S.
I wasn't talking about dungarees.
All right, Mike, that's what I'm nerdy about is the draft. But there's this guy. Now, his name is Jay Maynard. And the name of his website is, for goodness sakes, it's www.iBiblio is that the main where you get into it?
iBiblio.org.
I like that sound.
iBiblio.org.
Yeah.
This is a guy.
You know how we found it? Actually, if you just search on Google J. Maynard Tron costume, it'll be your first hit.
Okay. So this is a guy who wants to make a suit like they wore in the movie Tron.
Tron.
You know,
Tron was not that big a grossing movie.
No. It was not, Mike, but in sci-fi circles, it was groundbreaking.
Weird movie. Very strange movie.
Now, I'm going to have to just describe, and I'll show Mike the pictures as we move along in this process.
Okay.
To understand why this guy is our nerd of the year.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Jay Maynard's Tron costume. Inspiration. I saw my first masquerade at Pentagon 1.0 in April 2003. I decided it looked like fun. I wanted something like it. I idly pondered between a Tron costume in the past.
I'm already confused as to what he's talking
about. He's going to a convention with other
scientists. Pentagon 1.0 is some sort of
convention.
It's not the place where people work around here.
Right. Then he writes, I saw lots of Tron costumes on the net, and I was not satisfied with any of them. The biggest deficiency was that none of them attempted to capture the green tint of the character's outfits in the computer world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know that was added to the digital animation project.
Yeah, they were kind of glowing, weren't they?
But still, a white costume just doesn't look right. Many of them also added black for the circuit patterns, one more step away from the costumes the viewer saw in the movie. Mm. I decided I could do better, at least to my own way of thinking.
Oh, dear.
This is not a slam on those who have gone before by any means. Just an observation I could resolve what I saw as deficiencies.
So it starts with these pictures. He picked up a suit of Tron armor.
What did he do, dip it in antifreeze or something?
On eBay in 2003.
Goodbye.
And let me see. Here's some of the outer armor. Yeah, Buzz, turn that part away. I'm going to show that to Mike in a minute.
All right. Looks like it's done with crayon.
The next move after the armor, Mike, was to get a dance skin.
Yes.
For him to wear.
Oh. Oh,
now,
no.
I will tell you, and really, you have to go to the web right now before we get this guy on the phone to look at these pictures. That website again is
iBiblio.
iBiblio.org. Or just, as Robbie said, go to Google.
That's actually fast.
Just do the Google search. The guy's name is
Jay Maynard.
Jay Maynard.
Can I see the dance skin?
You may in a moment, Mike.
I made a few compromises. I wanted to be as close to the possible original as possible, but let's face it. I'm not in the same shape as either Bruce Boxleitner or Jeff Bridges, the actors who played Tom and Flynn. I'm somewhat overweight. As you see, one drawback of wearing spandex is that it does nothing to hide one's obesity. Therefore, I decided to make myself a character in the same universe, but not one of the known characters. So here now we have the front shot of this guy with no makeup, just him wearing his dance skin that he will be wearing underneath the Tron.
It's Jack Diamond.
But wait a minute, hold on, Mike. Underneath the Tron armor. That shot is face on, like he's standing against the wall, his back to the wall.
That is highly disturbing.
But Mike, there's more. As long as he was at it, he's feeling so good, he said, take a side view
right
of me wearing this dance skin
profile.
And I'm going to make
a rugged fist with my right hand. Take a look at the next picture, Mike.
Oh, my God. This isn't a goof.
No.
This
how
is
about,
legit.
How about a profile from the left side?
Very good. Uh-huh.
All of these on the website.
Without the fist.
Yeah, no fist on the other side.
And finally, here he is from the rear. from the back view.
Hello, beautiful.
Now, this is the stuff I won't bore you with.
It's just page after page.
Oh, it goes
is
on.
Is this page 6 of 38 pages?
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
38 pages on a Tron costume.
Mike, yes. Because as you can see here, he has a picture when he started painting the circuit line. Look up here, please. Yeah. Painting the circuit lines on the unitard.
Right.
Then here,
yeah, unitard is
here. Here he is putting little sparkles on his unitard.
I see.
Here he is making the molds for the helmet and body armor that he'll be wearing.
Right.
I won't bore you with all of this. It does seem though, with every picture of this costume, as he's painted this and attempted to make this, in every picture, there's no sign of human life in this home he lives in. Every picture is a coffee cup. A piece of the clothing, and a computer, and a mouse.
Very good.
There's no sign of real life.
Must be his workroom.
Anywhere. Mike, here is the final product.
That's what I want to see, Don.
And you have to go all the way to page 28, and I will show you now. There's a series of finished pictures.
Right.
Leading up to a big finale. First, remember the Ford that I just showed you of him wearing just the dance skin.
He's detail-oriented.
Here he is now.
Too many details, really.
Same pose, wearing his Tron suit. Now, it's not lit up yet.
Okay.
But he has drawn on all the stuff on the dance skin, and he's got his helmet on. Now, he's a fat guy. He's a fat guy. He should
have... This can't be serious.
Mike, I swear to God.
Well, 38 pages, of course he's serious.
And circumcised.
Mike, here he is.
Yeah.
Here he is again from the right profile.
Oh, my God.
Wearing the Tron suit.
Oh, dear. He doesn't make any real attempt to suck it in.
From the left. No. From the left profile.
Wow.
And then from the back. Now,
oh,
we also have...
Hey, the back looks good.
We also have photos of him in his Tron suit, and what he's done now is he's somehow electrified it, and he has lights on it, and now he's plugged into the wall.
Oh, very cool.
Here he is in the exact... Maybe that's him calling now. Is it him? Tell him we'll be right with him.
Jay. Hey, I'm sorry we're running late. Donna's going to call you in like 20 minutes.
Okay, that's him with the suits with the lights on it.
Excellent.
Oh, hey, that's Tron-like.
Again, he's a big fat load. From the right, from the left.
Now, that looks like, wait a minute, is that computer-generated?
No, it is not.
No,
it is not.
It's really lit up?
If you go through in this thing, he's actually told you how he's put light strips into the suit.
Well, that's, he's true to the movie.
He plugs himself into the wall, and finally...
Once again, no need to suck it in.
Finally, Mike, on the last page, on page 38, lessons learned.
Uh-huh.
And now you've seen these pictures. Help me describe this guy to anybody who's not by a computer.
He is right out of the basement of the science building. He's like the guy, the character from The Simpsons, who you would see.
The comic book store guy,
and... It's hysterical. All these, the suit looks like it's out of the movie Tron, but he doesn't have the body to wear that kind of a suit.
He's rather Zoftic. He has a mustache.
Rather Zoftic is an understatement.
And he's wearing his...
From one to another.
He's got gigantic glasses.
Yeah, he's got his glasses.
Mustache.
He's got a mustache. He's balding. He's a fat guy, and it's fantastic.
It merits mentioning that between the beginning of the costume and the final reveal, he got a haircut.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And apparently this took him months to make.
He's our swan, Rob.
Here's the final page, lessons learned. And this is where, as you can see, Mike, right here, it's a photo of him with his lit-up dance-skin Tron suit.
Fantastic.
Lessons learned. One, fabric paint is a pain in the ass to deal with and must be applied with a heavy hand if sharp edges or lines are desired. It would have helped if I had not worn and washed my unitard before painting, as that caused the fabric to pull somewhat, making it harder to get the paint down into the fabric. Number two, if you super glue something to a painted surface, you're not gluing to the item itself, but to the paint. I should have waited to specified 7 days for maximum chip resistance before getting a glue the L wire.
Wow.
Number three, no matter how hard you try, The colors will never match exactly. Don't obsess about it. Do the very best you can and quit worrying. Number four. I got some slack cut because this was my first masquerade. It'll be tougher to win something next year.
Yeah.
And it was suggested, well, I could re-enter with this costume. Doing so very many times would not be wise. Now I must come up with another idea.
Yeah, I'm going to encourage that when we talk to this guy.
So let's call him now.
Wow.
I hope you guys have gone to the website.
38 pages of this guy.
Here we go. Let's call him. He's ready for the call, right?
Yeah, he's expecting your call.
8-4. What is that I'm hearing back there? Is that traffic? Is that traffic feed?
Sorry about that.
That's all right. No problem. Tell him just to talk quieter.
I will.
Google search for Jay Maynard's Tron costume.
Hello, is this Jay?
Yes, it is.
Jay, this is Don and Mike from the Don and Mike Show. It's an honor to have you on our show. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Good afternoon.
How are you? We're very big fans of your Tron costume.
Oh, well, that's great.
That is perhaps the most fantastic suit that I have ever seen. I find it hard to believe that that was not actually used in the movie.
Well, thank you. That's one of the best compliments I've gotten on it.
I love it. I have many uniforms and costumes myself.
Yes, nothing, you do.
Nothing as elaborate as this, of course.
How many hours did it take to make your costume, Jay?
I have about a week's worth of full-time effort in.
Wow.
So that would be days and days and days.
Yes.
Jay, we stumbled upon your website. I found it fascinating. I was wondering if I devoted all my time and energy over the next 48 hours... Could I bang something out over the weekend, or is it? As you, I saw at the very end. You're
tell them about your costumes, Don.
I have a. I have. This is the truth on my child's life. I have three rubber Batman suits from the first. Two Batman movies with Michael Keaton, and the third with Val Kilmer. One of the cowls was actually used in the movie. I am also somewhat a Star Trek The Next Generation aficionado, and due to an assistant producer on the show and our radio show, I was able to get an actual worn on the show Starfleet uniform, which I proudly hang in my home.
What do you think of that, Jay?
Hey, I think that's great.
There you go.
It's true.
Jay, having said all of that...
You still have the Mork jumpsuit with that.
Not funny. That's not funny, Mike. Jay, you're going to find that with this show, I'm the guy who likes the collectibles. I like the mysticism. Mike does not. Mike does not share our love.
No, I don't. I think, what the hell are you doing, Jay?
Hey, Mike, go easy on it.
Sorry about that. Jay, what are you doing? Come on, get a life.
Hey. I could have sat around and spent that whole week playing Unreal Tournament or...
Wait, hold it. Hold it a second. Please do explain. Unreal Tournament to me. What is that?
That is a first-person shooter game that people play over the net.
Yeah, that man. Is consistency, ladies
I love
gentlemen.
That game. I play that all the time.
John,
I bet
you play that?
I bet I've played that. I bet I've played... without giving your screen... Do you use a real name or a screen name?
I don't. I'm not a gamer.
Oh, you're not because my name is Picard 5.
Okay.
I thought that I was going to be the first for Picard.
Yeah.
Turns out four other people. There's Picard 1, Picard 2, Picard 3. I am Picard 5.
I don't know.
First rule of...
I don't know. Wait a minute.
All good names taken.
I don't know whether someone's being serious or not. I'm totally confused.
Go ahead.
Do you do that?
Do I do what?
Please, no. Jay, just give us a moment,
Jay,
will you, please?
Hold on,
please, I have a very important question.
Hold on a minute,
sure.
Jay.
Yeah.
I must know.
Mike, thanks for being...
I can't help it.
Mike, thanks for being the best freaking audience in the world.
No, I don't know. No, I'm not on some dumb shoot-em-up website as Picard said. I am sorry. I got kind of caught up in the listing of your uniform.
Okay. Listen, it's a fact, okay?
I think
also,
in a way, yes, you're yelling at you. What are you
on my right shoulder?
Yes.
What is that?
That is a tattoo.
I have a Batman tattoo.
Batman. Right. Yes.
Okay.
You seem for a moment I was confused because
I'm
you
selling
seem,
the bit.
You seem to
I'm
know.
I'm going to keep saying that to myself.
Yeah.
But no, Mike, I swear to Christ.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just goofing.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Ooh. I thought I was going to. I'm getting a headache.
You're okay, man?
I am. I'm getting a headache there.
Okay, hold on.
Don, I sincerely apologize.
We're back with Jay Maynard. Jay.
Don is so excited about this costume, Jay.
Well, good.
Yeah, and now you're going to make more than one just for yourself? Would you make them for somebody else?
I don't think that I could generate, or I don't think I could build a good enough costume that I could sell for what the kind of money I'd need.
You'd be surprised. You know, I have to tell you something, Jay, even though I'm not into this type of thing, and my partner is, my radio partner is.
I live it.
I will tell you, he does
live
it.
Be honest with him.
Yes.
Will you stop saying radio partner all the time?
I'm sorry, because, well, you know those bars that we've been in when I've referred to you as my partner.
And yes, and be honest. You are my partner.
All right.
You are my life partner.
I am your life partner. He is my lover, Jay.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Sure.
You're all right with that? Mike,
you'll find most gamers, most onliners, most sci-fi fans are very open to all walks of life.
Open minded.
Is that true, Jay?
Absolutely.
Then let me ask you a question for my... For my lover here, is there a chance you could sell him a costume?
I'd have to do several more to get myself good enough.
We must accept the answer is no.
There's a market.
I want to say I loved the movie. I have you played the video game? Of course.
Yes, I have. Briefly.
You might say, what level did you get to on Tron? You remember on the video game?
No, I don't.
You do not?
No.
Your costume is more appealing to me than action games. Number one.
Yes.
Action Comics number one. I don't even know what that means.
You're calling him number one because that's what Jean-Luc Picard, because
that's
called
right.
Commander William Riker on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Absolutely. Number one was from Star Trek.
Yes.
Right. Jay, are you a big fan of the Star Trek TNG?
TNG, I like. The rest of them I couldn't really get into.
Good man.
That is yours, isn't
good
it?
Time. It is, Mike. And I'm a fan of the movie Tron as well. I want to say that your outfit is incredible. I hope you don't mind. We've asked our listeners to do a Google search. You're probably going to find that you're going to get like, I don't know, 20, 30, 40,000 hits today.
I think by the weekend, resistance is futile, incidentally. I think by the weekend, you will have everybody wearing these suits because you give a detailed explanation
of how you can make
of how to make
them. There's a market out there.
And that's what I set out to do. That page is not just, hey, look at my costume. That page is documentation.
Now, let me ask you, Jay, I don't want to offend you here. I really don't. But let me ask you.
You're walking on very thin ice.
Jay, have you ever been referred to as a nerd?
Yes.
Not fair.
I'm sorry.
What next? Asking this man what it feels like to have a wedgie?
Note to self. Need to buy batteries for my lightsaber this evening.
Oh, go ahead and mock us, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't mean to mock you, too.
Go ahead and mock us.
I apologize. Jay, if that was a little harsh, I apologize.
No apology needed.
Jay, fellows like Mike just doesn't get it.
So you're offended by the
like
term. Don, you seem to be very upset at the use of the word nerd. I'm sorry.
You've worked with me. Lived with me. We are partners in every way.
I understand.
I am certainly not a nerd. Certainly not in the bedroom.
How about... No, I agree. I agree. How about geek? Would that be... Isn't computer geek a term of... are you a computer geek, Jay?
I'm a computer geek and proud of it.
Proud of it. Why don't you join me for a drink at the cantina in Mos Eisley on Tatooine?
Here, twist my arm.
What do you like most about the Star Trek, the Star Wars movies?
Mainly they're good escapism that you don't have to really think about.
Jay, perhaps we can summarize it best. Do you like the mysticism?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yes. And bravo! And do I.
Bravo!
And of the Star Wars movies that have come out, the most recent ones, do you find the first installment or the second installment of the newer ones? Of course, I know if you're doing trilogy-wise, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Wonderfully researched question.
Some different order, but do you like the ones with Jar Jar Binks?
I'm not a fan of Jar Jar Binks, but I don't think he should be held underwater and drowned either.
I'm afraid that I must part company with you there. I am a huge Jar Jar Binks fan.
Jay, I must ask you, why Tron? I mean, there are better sci-fi movies out there. Why Tron? Well, you agree to that, don't you, Don?
Groundbreaking at its time with effects that were...
I
I
was asking Jay.
The performance of Jeff Daniels as Tron, the computer programmer who gets put inside the game and he's actually playing the game. I've seen the movie. It's incredible. They do a day glow thing. It's almost like with black light.
Well, I don't need to ask Jay. Jay, is that all true what he said?
I'd say so. Tron was a groundbreaking movie.
There it is.
It's a groundbreaking achievement, especially when you consider that it was done by Disney.
I'm talking to twin sons of different mothers here.
I love your outfit. I love your costume.
Thank you.
Could you put a price on it, sir?
Yes, put a price on it, Jay.
Oh, geez.
Not at this point, I couldn't.
Oh, yeah. My.
You should think about that.
I must put a price on it. Put a price on it.
Mike, would you...
Put a price on it.
Would you stop mocking?
I'm sorry, and Jay. I'm just having fun. You understand that, don't you?
Let me just tell Jay that I believe, Jay... I would look into the high three figures.
Oh.
Thousands? A high three.
Oh, 300.
I would go as high as $9.99.
$9.99. Do you think you could get that for the costume, Jay?
If you were to look at it up close and then tell me that, we'd talk.
Jay, and another question. Please to give me, if you don't mind, your current weight.
200.
200. All right. So how tall are you, Jay?
5'9". I need to lose about 30 to 40 pounds.
Jay, listen, don't worry
about
that. I'm
about 30 pounds heavier.
Pretty average.
Do not worry about that. I, for one, found it refreshing.
I think you can get nearly 1,000 space dollars for this suit.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm sorry, Don.
Funny. His boy, Elroy.
I know. This is serious business to you.
Because I'm telling you, this man has made a beautiful costume. You know, I love
the sci-fi
lifestyle.
Absolutely.
I would say to you, my friend, if anything...
Sorry to poke fun.
Tonight, go to the Olive Garden and have a fantastic meal. Take your mom. Don't listen to what Mike says about your weight.
That's a question that just arose, though. Jay, do you live with your mom?
No.
Oh, congratulations. And how long have you been out of the house?
About 25 years.
25 years. Okay. Do you have a wife?
Nope.
A girlfriend?
Nope.
Perfect.
Jay, would you say, hey, not funny.
I'm just having a little fun here.
Not funny.
All right.
Jay, would you
Jay, I apologize.
Jay, would you say hi to my mother? She's listening right now.
Sure. Hi, Mom.
Her name is Frances.
Oh, hi, Frances.
That's very nice.
That's good. Jay, what's the next big project?
What's next for you?
For Jay Maynard.
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, you haven't decided? Any thoughts? Any ideas that you're knocking around in that nerd brain of yours? I apologize.
Hey, stop it.
I'll stop it. All right, Jay.
I'm not insulted.
No, I know you're not, Jay. You're a good sport.
Jay, how are you feeling about Spidey 2? Are you into Spider-Man?
A little bit. I've never been much into the comic book thing, but I'm kind of looking forward to it.
Jay, probably my most important question here,
mm-hmm.
And I want you to think hard about this one. Can you make the Kessel Run in under 6 parsecs?
No.
He liked that.
He loves that.
There you go.
You know what he's doing?
He's accepted his mocking.
Nerd.
You know what he's done?
Mocking.
He's accepted his nerddom, something that you ought to think about doing,
Pride.
So you ought to embrace it.
Let me just ask Jay one final question. It's a Star Wars question.
All right.
Jay, when Star Wars comes out on DVD, are you like me? Do you want the original version that we got in the theater, or do you want this pre-programmed media conglomerate version that they're going to schluck out to us?
I'll take both.
Ah.
But, Jay, if you had to choose one, I'm looking at the picture.
Come on, make a fist, Jay.
I'm looking at the picture of you in your Tron suit.
Be a man.
I know what you want. You want the original version. Am I right?
Tie me down and tickle it out of me and say I could only
yes.
get one. It would be the original.
We tie you down and tickle it out.
Yay. Yay. Thank you, George. You
Jay, I want to talk to you when you come up with your next costume. And do you love to dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Jay Maynard.
Jay, thank you for being on our show. Your suit is fantastic.
You rock, Jay.
I'm a big fan. You're going to get a lot of hits on your website.
Yep.
I enjoyed it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jay.
May the force be with you.
Make it so, Jay.
Picard out.
Good afternoon, programs, and take out the Tron.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Jay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I didn't know
it
evolved that way. You cracked me up.
You killed, that had just, that was multi-layered, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was multi-layered.
It was.
I thought I was going to start hemorrhaging when you went into the very detailed description of the movie Tron, which that's very good.
I've seen the film.
Oh, my God. And how about Jay? Did he not say he sounded like we expected?
Oh, my God.
With a little southern accent, too.
Yeah.
Little cross between the basement of the science building and Clay Aiken.
And really... You have to go to the web.
Yes.
And you have to
see
the
pictures.
He's perfect.
Do the Google search, Jay Maynard Tron costume.
Yep.
You're going to get it. It's 38 pages. You will want to print it out. You will want to take it with you all weekend.
Here's the most important thing about Jay. This is why Jay is a happy man.
Uh-huh.
Jay has accepted his nerddom.
Yes.
He has completely embraced
it. He's not embraced it. He's eaten it. He's digested it.
Absolutely.
It is a fabric of him in every way.
And the one thing I didn't say, looking at these pictures before we talked to him.
Yeah.
What do you think? Still a virgin?
I think so. Here's the other thing that I think. If that's 200 pounds,
yeah.
Hi, my name's Clay Aiken. How you doing? If that's 200 pounds, I got news for you. I'm Ryan Seacrest. Okay?
Oh, my God.
He weighs 200 pounds on mercury.
Phone scan time. Here we go.
God.
Call now.
Oh, where's the...
There you go. Right. Call now. Call right now, you animals. Get on the line to get on the air for the rotating random phone scan. We take unscreened calls. Did I tell you that's the greatest?
You know, sometimes we do bits on this show, and I throw these pictures away. I might be taking these.
877-365-3636, the number from anywhere in America. From Canada, you can call us at 800-636-1067. And Washington, D.C. on JFK, call 202-432-1067.
Thank you.
These calls are unscreened, and you will love your mysticism. We'll be right back with the phone scan. Call now.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, Jerry!
I didn't understand you, sir.
Don and Mike, Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was. I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
The Don and Mike Show. The garbage cans. Don and Mike.
The garbage cans. Garbage cans.
Very nice.
Very nice. 877-365-3636. That's the national number from Canada. Call 800-636-1067. Long distance directory assistant. Let me give you put the news on you. I got Hey Hey Mama. I got something rhythm and blues. I like it. Don't call us. We'll call you. Here we go. Phone scan. These are unscreened calls. We're ready, you animals. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's up, man?
Howdy.
Hey. Hey. Hey, Robbie,
Hey, what's up?
Guten Tag. Hey, I got some stuff for you. Hey, I checked out those pictures on the net, man. They're freaking amazing if you really like big guys in really tight leotards.
And we do. You know that. Now, listen, the guys' pictures on the web, they did not disappoint with what we were selling here, right?
Not at all.
Oh, man, there's like 30 pages of it, too. There's like,
38?
You know, front, back, side view of it. And, man, that's not 200 pounds.
And I am not taking the pictures home. I did throw them away.
Oh. And
you'll regret
sorry,
that.
Rob. This is a guy that's not looking for publicity. This was just something we stumbled on a website.
Mm-hmm, right. He's a guy that has a passion and wants to share it.
The passion of the Tron.
And I will give you a little credit. You would never make your own. You did make your own suit.
My wife did.
Your wife did.
For Halloween.
You would never do that.
No, and my wife...
And if you made a suit, you wouldn't show other people how to make it.
No, and when my wife made the suit, she made them for my son and I when he was little. And that was my excuse back then.
But you even
then had... Then I got the store-bought ones. I mean, not even the store-bought ones. My Batman suits, two of the three ones,
right,
were actually used in the movie. Batman.
In the movie, and that's the attraction that you have. Unlike our Tron friend, who did it for a different reason, which I'm still not sure I understand why.
Simply because God has blessed me with the resources to buy an actual cowl,
spend thousands of dollars
used in a movie. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you know, there, but for the grace of God. I could be the guy making the suit and putting it on the internet, although I would not make a Tron suit.
But you, your fascination with the suits always was related to the magic box. That was what the fact that it was on TV, that's the stuff you like.
Oh,
when you snuck off the tour that we were on out there where they shot Star Trek at Paramount, and he literally jumped off the little tram, ran onto the set, and came back hours later, and you'd stolen some stuff from the set.
Little memorabilia.
Like, wasn't it a little, like switch or something?
No, it was a con panel. We were going by, out there for the Arsenio Hall show,
mm-hmm.
and they were giving us one of these special tours mm-hmm. of the Paramount lot. They said, and incidentally, this is like, what, 12, 13 years ago,
right.
this is where they filmed, because it was still in production, Star Trek The Next Generation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a closed set.
They said, you want to take a little tour, and I'm in the front of this tram. I think you were like in the back. And I mean, because it was crowded
with Frida and baby Bart. Bart was like,
you were back with your family. That's why we weren't sitting next to each other.
Bart was like 5 years old at the time.
I'm up in the front, and all of a sudden I look back, and you're nowhere to be found. And it was right after the segment where we went to the Star Trek set, and you lingered behind.
The deal is like anywhere, if you act like you belong.
Uh-huh.
After a while, nobody says anything.
So I remember you also weren't all that thrilled with the fact that it was a wooden pulley to open that door.
Okay.
Neither was I.
You do remember a lot about that.
I had a great time on that trip.
Wasn't that where you debuted the theory of no look like you belong?
Yeah.
And then you get
that it worked, but you'd had it all along.
Yes, but it was the proof that it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And this was before the advent of cell phones,
right?
So I couldn't call Mike. I couldn't call my wife. But
nobody knew where you were, and then you showed up, and it was like you had this trophy.
I hid.
Mm-hmm.
They had the seat where Picard sits.
It was very cool to be on the set of Star Trek.
They had, you know, they had like big rugs and stuff and moving, you know, what do you call those moving
tarps over things?
Yeah, those big puppy things all over the seats. And when they left,
right,
I stood and hid.
And you lifted one of them up and pulled off the controlling
device. Sat in Picard's seat and took out my Swiss Army knife and pried off one of the cons, one of the button things.
Panel of buttons.
And that's now on the door to my television room.
You know, and I'm not telling, with everybody so media savvy nowadays, you probably know this already, but one of the things that amazed me when we first went there is how incredibly cheap everything was.
Oh, yeah.
I know mm-hmm. the illusion is still great, and that's all that really matters.
Right.
I couldn't believe how much was made out of wood,
right.
how much was made out of, like, painted plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But you watch it on TV, and it does have that look.
You remember we had the exact same experience in the Price is Right Prop Room.
Oh, the Price
that's
is Right Prop Room blew me away. You look at the Price is Right, you think, hey, here's this sophisticated. It's like plywood.
We were standing right. next to the Plinko board, and you would have think that we were like three guys who came upon a statue of Buddha. We walk in, and we go,
the most exciting
go,
part of the trip to CBS Television City.
Oh my God, it's Plinko!
It's Plinko. And were they not nails?
It was simply nails mm-hmm. in painted plywood.
Right.
Not painted that well either.
Exactly. Right.
You know what I remember from the Price is Right? A lot of sharp corners.
A lot of sharp corners. You cut your knee open.
Well, hello. Bob.
Sign the waiver.
Mm-hmm. Don and Mike. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. You're on the air. Hello there.
Thank you very much. I was calling to thank our military's finest and thank you for everything you guys do and our troops. I love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dick Cheney, checking in.
I didn't hear that. What
thanks,
did you say?
That's
all right.
It was something about supporting the troops.
Oh, well, we all
like support the troops.
Well, of course.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, do you by any chance get to see the journal that Jay Maynard keeps online?
No, I haven't gone that far.
Okay, no, this is absolutely classic.
Jay's journal?
Because it takes him from the from making the costume until, like, you know, yesterday.
You know, hold on a second. Before you start reading it, I think perhaps looking further into the Jay Maynard. Since I think you worked up a fairly decent Jay Maynard impersonation there.
I think you're right, Mike. So we could possibly find that material and
day number one.
Have would it you on like the address?
I'm having fits.
I would love the address off the air, though. Hold on, please, and give it to Joe.
All right.
Day number four. I don't think I will survive this process.
Day number 15,867 without a woman.
Day number 80, I'm ready to go to the top of the McDonald's with my handgun.
Neighbors are starting to notice smell of dead mother.
Day two, I had pudding again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh, that's
Julia, look at
hello.
That.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Is this the person that does all the sounds?
I don't know. Who is this?
Hello.
Oh, that's how they're doing.
One trick pony. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don?
Yeah, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I went to Walmart a while ago, and Frida was back there in the ladies' department shoving a dollar in the panties on the mannequin.
They're pretty funny. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. How are you?
That chimes for you. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Listen, listen to Joe Arden's brilliant piece of radio work at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, sort of thing. And it was a throwback to the days when you had that British neighbor.
Yeah, hold on. Listen, dude, can you please start speaking American?
Or drop the fake accent.
It's not fake. I am English. You actually asked me last week to speak American, and I was terrible.
Oh, he tried.
So you're a real guy.
Yeah, I'm trying to be.
Oh, don't you know the rules that we have on the Dynamite Show about foreigners?
No.
It's a one-time rule. You're only allowed to be on the show one time.
Yes, that's in the bylaws.
So long, Sorehead. We won our independence.
Dynamite Show. Hello.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, hi. We're on the air.
Hey, good.
Talking to you. Thank you.
You know, this is for Mike. Mike, I think you're a great impressionist, and I was wondering if you have Owen Wilson in your repertoire.
I do not. Duly noted, though.
Hello. Rob Show.
Put that right in the notebook.
Mike O'Mara, man of 999
voices. Owen Wilson, Buzz, that is positively
brilliant. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you doing? I was at that same Walmart where Frida was molesting the mannequin.
Yeah.
And I was buying the King of Queens box set starring Lisa Remini, right?
Yeah. Hold on, you've already made me laugh. If we were playing Make Me Laugh, you'd already win because you're at the Walmart where Frida was buying the King of Queens box set. And did you say Lisa Remini?
Yeah, and I haven't even gotten the end of my story yet.
Good job. All right, keep going.
You'll never guess who rung up my order.
Who?
Little Benny Siva from Growing Pains. And he was trying to sell me that thing.
You should have stopped right there.
All right, I went
too far.
Who'd you have? The little homo on Growing Pains? Is that who you were saying?
Well, I like everyone else across the country, went on that website a while ago. I can't believe that crappy title. It was $60 to be saved.
The Kirk Cameron website?
That's a bargain, sir.
Yeah, you got it. Listen, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cape Elizabeth, Maine.
Beautiful, my friend. Here you go. Oh, you're going to like this. The Sopranos.
My name's Erroneous Eric.
You're going to get the... Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's best.
A nickname disqualification. www.livejournal.com/users/J, one word or letter, J, Maynard.
To track his progress every day.
Well, if you want to read his journal, his diary.
I'd like to also make an announcement that Owen Wilson will be debuting this year, my impression at the Moyuk. We're very excited about that.
The Moyuk?
The Moyuk. Yeah.
And that is?
Mike O'Mara, Young Impressionist Camp.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi. Turn that radio down, please.
Hey, I haven't heard you talk much about NASCAR lately.
I know that the race this weekend, Mike, listen to what a renaissance man I am, though.
Rob, don't talk to me. I'm not doing anything. It's your buddy in back here there that's making the dumb sound.
One moment I'm talking about Star Trek. Here I am now, NASCAR. I think it's in Alabama or...
Talladega.
Talladega.
Yeah, and I'll tell you who's on the money this weekend. You watch for this now. Dale Jarrett.
Dale Jarrett?
That is my prediction, number 88, the UPS car. Dale Jarrett is your winner this weekend at NASCAR.
I'm going with Tony Stewart.
It's got to be Junior.
That's an easy pick. Oh, listen.
Why is that an easy pick?
Junior's the easiest pick because Tony Stewart's great. He's really my favorite.
Then I'll go with number 44.
Who's that?
Jimmie Johnson.
44 car,
I hope.
Hello, Scott. I hope I ain't wrong. Don and Mike, I reckon you might be.
I reckon you might be right.
Hey, man, I could drive in circles for ye. While I'm wearing my Star Trek suit.
Gee, I reckon I'm wrong, no.
And you know, Mike, boy, oh boy, would it be great if I got one of those suits like the guys in the pit crew wear?
Yes, Jay, I think that would be a thrill.
If I could get a Rainbow Warrior suit like Jeff Gordon's team wears?
Jay Maynard, you better start working on it right now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Right, yes, we are. Hi.
Hi, have you guys seen that movie Trekkies yet?
That's a brilliant movie, and I understand that they're working on Trekkies, too.
It's, wow.
The girl that was Lieutenant Yar on Star Trek goes out, and she interviews Star Trek fans, and she's not trying to be cruel.
No.
But it is the funniest, cruelest movie I've ever seen.
Isn't it a little scary, also? I mean, just underneath the surface, these people are a very, very scary lot.
When you see the woman that has the shrine to Data, and at one point she lives in Los Angeles, and she's standing out on her porch, and she says, whenever I get stressed out, I have my Data moment, and I come out here, and it shows a hill where there are literally thousands of houses. There's a canyon, and she says, and it makes me feel better to know that Data
is just over there somewhere.
Very, very
right.
Weird.
Wow. But I would recommend the movie. It is funny. Trekkies, it's great.
They made that con kid look like a normal kid.
Yeah, yeah, those. I saw that movie, part of that movie, and it's scary.
That Tron kid, he's not a kid, he's a man, baby.
That'd be about, that guy's looking to be about 40 years old.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And 200 pounds.
Yeah, 200
pounds. Don and Mike, hello.
Hello?
Hey, pick up.
Hello?
Goodbye. Goodbye forever. Don and Mike, hello.
Oh, hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, you're the last call. What can we do for you?
I wanted to get scoop Buzz real quick.
Okay. Oh, I know he loves that more than anything.
Buzz hates that.
This will either make me angry or you'll win a $1.06 for the news tip.
The Never Neverland Ranch has a new name.
No, you're calling with
a joke.
Joke.
Wrong. You're not allowed.
No,
not allowed.
Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
You made him angry.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike?
Yes, hello.
Yes, this is Barbara Streisand.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Hi, Barbara.
Great, Mike.
Yes, Barbara.
I'm glad to see you're a liberal like I am, and I'd like to invite you to a fundraiser.
Oh, my God. What an honor. Oh, Barbara Streisand inviting me to a fundraiser.
Her name is Barbara.
Her name is Barbara. Barbara, just name the place. If I'm your guest, I'll go.
Well, it's at the Old Country Buffet.
Yes.
I am auctioning off some of my undergarments.
Oh, wow. Barbara, at the Old Country Buffet.
How's James Brolin doing?
He can't come to the phone right now.
Really? Why would that be?
He's tied up.
Oh.
He's tied up? Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, I have to tie him up in order to...
This is starting... We're hanging on by a thread here.
I got news for you, dude.
You're not a professional, but you're doing a fine job. You're trying, and that's important.
No, now he's not even treading water. Now he's bobbing.
Right. He's going under the water.
He is bobbing right now.
Right.
No, that's exactly what Jimmy's doing.
Any final words, Barbara?
Keep the faith, Mike.
All right,
I can't give that guy a prize.
No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Started out great.
Yeah, you know, promise.
The ladies' man's voice, I mean, it always
that's
works.
That's funny.
Is this from the guys?
I think so.
Is this a journal entry?
Well, this journal. Hold on. Let's give away a prize. Don and Mike, hello.
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 God, please, it's one person.
It's Friday.
Hello,
it's
Don
Friday.
And Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's the show?
Thank you. Listen, you won a prize. What's your name?
Hey, my name's Rich.
Where are you from, Rich?
Boyd's, Maryland.
Right on, WJFK FM, right?
Rock on, dude.
Right. You got the Sopranos prize pack. Hell Hath No Fury Like the Family. Don't forget the news Sopranos Sunday night, 9, 8 Central on HBO.
That's excellent.
And why were you calling?
I wanted to know if impression of Owen Wilson.
You what?
If Mike could do an impression of Owen Wilson.
Of Owen Wilson? Are you trying to be funny?
What are you trying to do?
No, seriously.
No, you have to take the prize away from him.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
Mike, we're gonna have no time.
You weren't listening then.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, you're cutting into my real time, you bastard.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I'm the one with the hilarious story before. You took away my prize because I gave away my name. So I
hold on a second. Joe, you're not clearing these lines? Hello?
Hello, how's it going, guys?
Just fine. Thanks. Who is this?
This is Russ. From Madison.
From Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Listen, let's end it right here so I can give you the prize. Thank you for listening to the show on 100X in Madison. You've won the Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the new Sopranos Sunday night at 9, 8 Central. I'm not even going to ask why you were calling. Simply thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
There you go. Nicely handled.
There you go. Ooh. One final note.
Is this Jay's journal?
Is this really Jay's journal?
Joe brought it in, so I have to assume yes.
The sight of even the suggestion of male genitalia seems to be too much for people to handle. Oh, he's obviously talking about his pictures in the dance game.
Yeah, but it gets into the land of the weird.
And Buzz referred to the circumcision.
Yes. Right.
I gave long and careful consideration to whether I should do anything in that area as I was designing my Tron costume, and I did research. Nowhere in the movie, the press kit, or the Rolling Stone article on the making of the film does any male character wear anything, cup, dance belt, or otherwise.
And God, did he look.
To alter the profile or disguise things in any way.
Huh.
I decided to do the same in the name of accuracy.
Good for you, Jay.
One overriding design goal of my Tron costume was to be as accurate as I could possibly be.
God bless you, Jay.
I do think that if Roof Fox Lightner and Jeff Bridges' genitalia are outlined for 2 hours of the film, people should be able to handle having it done the same way in real life. After this, I am considering adding a cup to my one Renaissance outfit, where it is an issue.
Not his first pair of tights, then.
I strongly believe that will detract from my garb and thus my enjoyment of wearing it. Sigh.
Wow.
Damn it. That wasn't an issue in 1500, and people should think of it in those terms.
Okay. Consider me highly disturbed.
We found us a winner today.
Oh, my God.
We did. Found us. John Maynard.
Jesus.
Is the guy.
That's a little odd.
He's the man.
A little preoccupied with a genitalia.
The man with a Tron suit.
Three, I want to wear it au naturel.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
But it is. Is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're in the victory circle. I can't get it. Ow. Ow. Here it comes. It's ticket, ticket, ticket.
Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
Hey, now listen, everybody. Starting Monday on the show, all next week, every day, we're giving away a trip to Los Angeles. We give away five trips to Los Angeles for the 2004 Taurus World Stunt Award. Wow. Courtesy of Spike TV. And you'll get to go out with very famous, nearly famous, Dennis Murphy.
And watch him perform stunts.
Wow. That's right. The stump man attempts to become the stunt man.
Okay, Don.
You'll be there with Dennis Murphy and Dennis Hopper. Show will be on Spike TV Wednesday, May 26th at 9 p.m. We will start giving away the trips on Monday. Again, every day next week, a trip every day to Los Angeles.
And anytime we can get Dennis involved in the show, it's a special thing.
Now a Friday favorite and someone who's made the news this week. And frankly, I think he's relieved. Maybe he's not. I'm sure you've heard Tom Brokaw's retiring. Yeah. But they put a date on it now.
Hello.
Hey, Tom.
Tom Brokaw.
NBC.
now he's crying.
It's very emotional.
I'm sorry.
Now, are you being forced out, Tom?
It's complicated. Don.
Yes, Tom.
Loving the show, as usual. Here's the deal.
Okay.
I like to go into great detail. Unfortunately, it's a salary issue.
It's about money?
A salary issue about the current state of affairs at NBC Nightly News, which I can't go into detail because of the fact that I need the pay prior to the end of the contract. I have not invested wisely.
But I thought you were one of those guys that had like those Bruce Willis-type ranches out in Montana or Wyoming. Tom.
I'm in debt.
Again.
If you'll bear with me, Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News, I need to maintain my composure.
I think we're about
to get... I am dedicated to my news work.
Are we about to get an exclusive of what's happened with your money?
I have chosen to go outside of the reins of NBC Nightly News and the NBC News Department and give you the details on what seems to be a very controversial situation involving my departure.
Let me play
from the anchor desk at NBC.
Play you in with an actual news bulletin here.
Here's Radio 156 headline news.
This is Tom Brokaw, Radio 156 headline news. The bottom line is, I am not retiring by choice. The fact of the matter is, what I'm doing is actually being pushed out by BW.
Oh. Brian Williams.
Who I happen to have documented proof is a gay.
Wow.
Brian Williams is a gay. Maybe that'll change their little idea about moving a younger man in. There's the picture that I brought for you. That's an exclusive from the Tom Brokaw file.
Tom.
Wow. I don't want to retire.
Tom.
I want to stay on. I'm still a vibrant young man.
Good for you.
Tom.
Yeah.
It looks to the naked eye, no pun intended, as if you went on a gay website.
Not true.
Printed out a picture.
And put Brian Williams' head on top of it.
Photoshop.
Not true.
Well, how come the guy is facing
The guy's facing the wall in the act that he's doing.
Give me the picture.
Yeah, Brian Wills.
I want
Brian,
the picture.
Brian, Brian Williams' head is turned around facing the camera.
It doesn't look right.
All right, say we don't have the picture of Brian Williams being gay that might look like a fraud. I'd like to propose this to you and everyone that's enjoyed all of my newscasting at NBC and all the news over the years.
Yes.
This is Tom Brokaw. I'd like to tell you that BW, as he's affectionately or not affectionately referred to, in the NBC hallways.
And you know they call you?
The type of individual who enjoys pulling wings off of flies.
Oh. You're TB.
TB. Is that a tuberculosis joke? I don't find any humor.
BW, you're TB.
I don't find any humor in that. BW has mounted a campaign against me, Tom Brokaw, for a number of years, ever since he went over to the mini network, MSNBC,
hey, Tom,
where I've watched his work and it doesn't stand up.
Who's BBW?
Bad Billy Warner. A great disc jockey from Ocean City. A wonderful place to take the family for vacation. What if I pose this to you?
Okay, Tom.
Brian Williams smells like sour milk almost every day.
Wow.
And that includes when he's fresh out of the shower in the morning. I've been told by his coworkers at MSNBC that the only reason he's coming into the chair is because he's pushing me out. He's lobbying behind the scenes, politically, gone behind my back and said cruel things,
Tom.
Like Tom is unable to pronounce Fallujah.
Tom?
That goddamn word.
Tom?
That's what they're doing. Yes, Tom.
The letter that you have the most problem with, is it R? Is it L? Is it S?
It's a hodgepodge. It's a hodgepodge of various
different... Libya.
Libya.
Hey,
now, well, all the ones I practice, I'm fine.
Libby's on the label.
You know I can't do that. I'm not playing that, and I'm not going down that road. I want to talk about Brian Backstab Williams and his attempt to move me out. I am not going gently into the good night.
Say this.
Yes.
Brian Williams is a laughable loser.
Brian.
Come on.
Brian Williams.
Yes.
Is a laughable loser. BW's sex drive is limited, and he harps on how he hates the Swiss.
Huh.
I don't know what that means. Much like a teleprompter, I read what was put in front of me. I believe that may have come from one of your co-workers.
I think so.
That Brian Williams hates the Swiss. I'm not sure where that
came from. Do you hate the Swiss?
I have not been enamored of the Swiss.
Why?
In my career, I find them untrustworthy.
Tom, I'll tell you why you're being moved out.
You'll tell me.
Yeah, I'm
down here in your bully pulpit.
Yes.
In Washington D.C. While I'm doing the 30 Rock News up at NBC Nightly News.
You're being pushed out because you can't pronounce the words correctly.
Would you like some more dirt on BW, my illustrious successor?
Yes. Yes.
I have it on good authority.
And Brian Williams.
And I don't expect anybody to make a determination on this, but there is a rumor floating around NBC.
Hold on. Here we go. Let's give you some news.
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
This is Radio 156, Tom Brokaw, with Headline News. The supposed successor to Tom Brokaw at NBC, Brian Williams, is one-third Haitian.
Wow.
You heard it here. I have dirt a mile long on BW, who is supposed to be the new wunderkind. And I find it totally distasteful. I would like to imply,
yeah,
his parents have never married.
Oh.
So, Brian Williams, which everybody's talking about, uh-huh, they're already treating me in the hallways at NBC as though I'm an aimed duck.
A lame duck. You have drool coming out of the corner of your mouth.
Well, this is not the news where we rehearse and rehearse. This is actually me speaking off the cuff.
Now,
that's what we're doing here.
They're pushing you out after the election, right?
They are doing nothing to Geronimo. The fact is, Tom Brokaw here to tell you the fact of the matter is it's Brian Williams who's making all the noise and is instrumental in my leaving NBC. His body hair is leaving him in clumps. Dark, thick, clones.
But you are
Tom Brokaw telling you, he has a disease.
You are being pushed.
Brian Williams has a disease. He probably has more than one, and if you touch him, you'll catch it. That's what I've told Stafford.
Does he have HIV?
I think he's probably got all the bad ones. All the bad ones, including...
What are the good ones?
Well, the one that I heard, and this is simply alleged, Brian Williams, my successor at NBC Nightly News, a bulletin.
The bulletin just coming in now.
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
This is Tom Brokaw, Radio 156, Headline News, here to tell each and every one of you that Brian Williams has the Ebola virus.
Wow.
And Ebola.
It's turned airborne. They're sending my tired bones off to Roger Mudville.
Oh.
That's right, it's old sayonara for Brokaw. Trying to ship him back out to Dakota. And make room for the new little Lord Fauntleroy, Brian Williams,
hey,
who's dying of an African disease.
You have plenty of time to write some more of those dumb coffee table books that nobody buys.
The Greatest Generation is a tour de force, something as I have it on good authority, the functionally illiterate Brian Williams would be unable to even pen a children's book. This is just what I hear.
Tom, did you or did you not have your book ghostwritten?
I have nothing of the kind. I took pen to paper, and Tom Brokaw...
What is the name of the book again?
I would like to share... I would like to share, if I may, more information, a bulletin about Brian Williams.
Time for another bulletin.
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
This is Tom Brokaw, Radio 156, Headline News, informing you that Brian Williams has a left foot that is hideously disfigured. Only two, or perhaps even six toes, webbed together in one mass of flesh. Two glass eyes, and a latex tongue. That's your new wonder kid. Hope you like him. Tom Brokaw. Good night. That's what I have to say. If you've grown comfortable with me, Tom Brokaw, the highest-rated anchorman on television, I will tell you that you'll be left with a Peter Jennings, a foreigner, Dan Rather, Alzheimer's, and B.W., Brian Williams, with a major disease and a hideous disfigured foot.
But he's an up-and-comer.
He's not an up-and-comer.
He's an up-and-comer.
He's a backstabber.
He's
a tooth-timer.
Hold on.
He's an adulterer.
Hold on. Who did you?
That's new.
He's an adulterer.
Was this bulletin just in?
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
Radio 156, Headline News. Tom Brokaw to tell you, Brian Williams has committed adultery thousands of times and is working for Red China.
Oh, no.
That's right. And he is a...
Read it.
And this just in.
Yes.
He is a deliberate and crazed nose picker. That is your new wonder boy, Brian Williams, who will be taking the NBC anchor chair after December when I bid adieu. I will not go gently. I will tell the world exactly who this backstabbing fag is who's coming in to displace me on NBC. Do you think I'm angry?
Yeah.
You bet I am. I'm as angry as the Greatest Generation is for being ignored by these new hip-hop artists. I'll tell you that right now. Not happy, not one little bit. Brian Williams is a gay.
Okay, now you've said this.
He's got diseases.
Said this. Hold.
That is not his hair.
Hold on, my cell phone is ringing. Give me a second.
Cell phone ringing.
Hello, studio. We're on the air.
Yes.
Right?
Turn that background crap down.
I never thought you were a fag. I know. Well, who said that?
Must be him.
Pauly? Jane Pauly?
Oh, not a chance.
I'll tell him. Hey, Brian, I love your work, dude.
Stab me in the heart.
I can't wait until you take over.
An ice pick to Tom Brokaw.
I can't wait until you take over.
Stab me in the heart.
Yeah, right.
If it was you or John...
You know this is unethical in the news annals, most
of the time.
Even Siegenthaler is better than Brokaw.
I suppose the nose picker has chosen to call you.
Oh, and what was that? Was that Brian? Tom, Brian Williams on the phone?
Yes.
He says they have video of you not only picking them, but eating them.
Let me get on the phone with him.
He's online, too. Pick it up.
Well, this will be good.
Pick it up. He's on the phone. Your guy.
Hey, mate.
It's silly. He says he's no fag.
Say all you want about that video. You know it's a fake. That's right, Brian Williams. Well, Oh, that's I can play as dirty as you can. How about tonight, Nightly News? I'll pass the word that you're an avowed anti-Semite. What do you think about that, Mr. Smart Irish. Guy? Okay. Yes, and you hate the Irish.
Hold on, my other cell phone's ringing.
The other line's ringing.
Hold on, my other
line. I'm totally confused. What do I do with this crazy thing?
You keep him on that line.
All right,
I'll pick up the other one. Hello?
Kick your butt. That's what I'm going to do. Bro call.
Brian Williams just said you were going to call. What's
who's
happening?
Calling? Now I'm good. I'm hanging up on you. I want to see what's on the other line.
It's Jane Pauley.
Jane Pauley. Oh, please let me take that call.
No, hold on. She wants to talk to me for a second.
Mm.
Really?
Jane Pauley, a supporter of Tom Brokaw from the early days on Today.
All right.
That's Today on
it. You got it. Hold on just a second. Before you talk to her, I'll tell you what she told me.
What'd she say? All good, I hope.
She said that back in the day when you were on the Today Show.
I'm sure they were sweet nothing.
She put the moves on you.
She did.
But that you were involved with Gene Shalit.
She could not have possibly said something.
Pick up the phone.
Huh. All right. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right. So listen, we need two calls for Jeopardy now. 877-365-3636.
How dare you? Why'd you tell that? You know, I'm in a battle for my life here. Right. You understand that BW Ryan Williams, he has two vials of the 24 virus. He's bad news, James. It was not true. I was just pulling his beard. Please.
We need two callers.
I was a married man. I would have desperately made love.
877-365-3636.
You had great gams, sister. Please don't advocate Brian Williams. He's killing me. Please. You know he smells like milk. I love you too, Polly. My best for the cartoonist. She's come around.
They are all calling in.
She will disavow any knowledge of a relationship between me and Challenge.
We have a champion. We need a challenger now for Low Budget Jeopardy with Tom Brokaw.
Yeah, Matt Lauer has hair. I was going to handpick Lauer. Lord knows that he smooched my behind for years.
He did.
And then they went behind my back and took the Nazi.
BW.
He is.
Really?
BW uses a litter box when he's on target.
He uses a litter box
when he's on target.
Okay, we'll be right.
We might as well set a litter box up off the Nightly News desk.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Why don't we let Jeff Greenfield have a go at it first?
No, let me have a go at it.
Go ahead, David.
I wish to say that we all look forward with great pleasure to 4 years of wonderful, inspiring speeches, full of wit, poetry, music, love, and affection. Plus more goddamn nonsense. The other is that...
You can't say that on the air, Mr. Greenfield.
Well, I'm not on air. I was amused to read that Ross...
David, just let me just go in the shit. We are on the air.
The Don and Mike Show. Hot dog. The Don and Mike Show.
How'd you like that tape, huh?
I just want to say, I've never made that error, and they're still putting me out pasture. Bastards.
He outlived David Brinkley.
I will outlive Brian Williams, too. I know this for a fact.
It's impossible.
I have plans for him.
Oh, are you gonna
hey,
be like
nonny,
that?
Nonny, nonny.
You're gonna be like that St. Louis Blues guy?
I think that we'll let the actions speak louder than words, Don Geronimo.
Remind me when we get to the news and comments. I don't know if Buzz has it today.
Colleague.
Yes.
Hello, colleague.
Hello, respected colleague.
What was that? Gonna get right to the low budget Jeopardy, but the guy in St. Louis, the hockey player that hired someone to kill his lover.
Yes, indeed.
His dad says his agent brainwashed his son.
Ah, absolutely.
Much like you've brainwashed Brian Williams.
I hope to brainwash America that BW is the wrong man for the job. And as far as Brinkley, he likes to dress in high drag.
Tom loves to play low budget. Jeopardy, did he like heavy cream?
Heavy cream and high drag. That was Brink's motto. That's what we used to call him, his friend. Brink. Yeah, Brink.
The Brink's job.
The Brink man. All righty, this is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now in the studio is our challenger, a title clerk from Wichita, Kansas, great middle American town. Let's say hi to Jason Moss.
Hey, Jason.
Hi, Tom. Help you?
Jason, are you listening on KFH FM or AM?
I'm listening on FUM today. FM.
FM. Oh, FUM.
FUM. Ah.
Thank you.
A witticism. And now entering the studios, our returning champion is 3-day with a total of $51 and operations manager from Fairfax. Let's say hi to AJ Usquee.
AJ. AJ?
Hey, Tom. Hey, LQ, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, being a returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how's it changed your life?
Well, with all my success on low-budget Jeopardy, my wife was cool enough to let me go to Las Vegas. I'm actually at a bachelor party in Las Vegas right now.
Attaboy, great, AJ. And now please make welcome Lord Quizmaster himself, Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Tom. So, AJ, you're really in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in my room at Mandalay Bay right now.
Sin City, Mandalay Bay.
Are you able to hear our radio station out there?
Yes, on actually on AM station 1410.
Really? Is that the frequency out there? Is it any good?
Yeah, it's great.
All right, cool. Good news. Guys, here are your categories, and they are... Hold on, do we have a bulletin?
Yes, I do. This is a very serious charge.
All right, hold on.
And I'd like to give it to you now.
Time for a bulletin from Tom.
Here's Radio 156, Headline News.
Tom Brokaw, Radio 156, Headline News, here with a bulletin. TV newscaster Ryan Williams lost his daughter playing blackjack. I'll be back with more details.
Good.
Well, that's how much he values his family. Tom Brokaw, Radio 156.
Here are your categories, guys. Your categories are manning the front lines. King of Queens.
King of Queens. Funny, funny. That's funny stuff.
Your presidential team's favorite colors.
I will be leaving after the election.
Name that Stiller and Wilson movie.
Stiller Wilson.
And how old are they?
I love Stiller Wilson. I love their music.
It's two people.
Who's the girl that had their stomach stapled?
You're thinking of Wilson Phillips. Yeah. This is Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
You, sir, are a conjurer.
And incidentally, would you ask Mike, would he please do an Owen Wilson impression on the show?
Yeah, I'll make sure that he gets right on it, but right now he's playing blackjack betting his children.
Again, you have Manning the Front Lines,
yeah.
King of Queens,
Bravo.
President's Favorite Colors,
Brokaw.
Name the Stiller and Wilson film.
NBC.
How old are they? Jason, we'll start with you, Jason.
Let's go with the King of Queens.
King of Queens.
Good luck to both of you from Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News.
She plays Carrie on the fabulously funny CBS sitcom, The King of Queens.
That would be what is Lisa Rimini?
No, sorry.
AJ, your chance to steal.
Who is Leah Remini?
No, I'm sorry. We were looking for the name we've given her now, Lisa Remedy.
Angering her by mispronouncing her entire name. Jason, you're in control.
For two, please.
Name of the greasy spoon Lisa Remedy owns and her husband manages.
Where is Vivian?
Yeah, we'll give that to you. It's in Los Angeles, but yes, you have the name of the greasy spoon.
Tom Brokaw, NBC, reminding you, when in L.A., visit Vivian. Jason, you're in control.
Three, please.
The universal one-word description of King of Queens.
What is crap?
AJ, your chance to steal.
What is awful?
Sorry, looking for unfunny.
Unfunny.
Unfunny, although both of your answers did make the top 10.
Jason, you're in control. Select again, please.
Let's try Stiller Wilson movies.
All right, they made a bunch of movies together. This Ben Stiller Owen Wilson movie co-starred Robert De Niro.
What is Meet the Parents?
Right.
$1 for you,
correct,
Jason.
Amundo.
You're taking a commanding lead and select again.
For two, please.
Co-star Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Oh, dude.
AJ, your chance to steal a golden opportunity.
What is old school?
Dude, Starsky and Hutch.
There you go, the most famous one. Jason, you're in control.
For three, please.
Co-stars Will Ferrell.
What is...
AJ, your chance to steal again.
What is old school?
No.
Dude, he just said the answer, even though he got busted. It's Zoolander.
Zoolander, and I would like to propose this theory.
Huh? Yeah.
Owen Wilson not involved in the making of Old School.
It was his brother Luke Wilson, and Ben Stiller's not in Old School.
And Carney not involved in either one of those films.
Carney Wilson.
Jason, you're in control.
Let's go with the Manning category.
Manning the front lines. He is the quarterback of your Indianapolis Colts.
Who is...
I'm sorry, you homo. You should have had that right away.
AJ, your chance to steal.
Who is Peyton Manning?
$1. AJ, not a homo.
There you go.
All right, AJ.
Let's go Manning the front lines for two, please.
His younger brother, Peyton's younger brother, likely to be tomorrow's number one NFL draft choice.
Who is Eli Manning?
Correct.
$2. Sounds like a tractor company.
Let's go Manning the front lines for three, please.
The team his dad, Archie, played for.
Who is the New Orleans Saints?
$3 for AJ. You've taken a commanding lead.
Do we have a bulletin, Tom?
We have a bulletin.
All right, hold on a second. Let's break away from the game.
Here's Radio 156. Headline news.
Tom Brokaw, Radio 156, with a bulletin. Brian Williams, NBC newscaster, has a room chock full of Mussolini memorabilia. I'll be back with more details on Nazi Brian Williams coming up on NBC. Now back to Low Budget Jeopardy, already in progress.
Who's in control here? Is it AJ?
AJ is in control. AJ. Oh, I should footnote. BW avoids washing his hands and hangs out in public restrooms. Tom Brokaw, back to AJ.
AJ.
Let's go presidential colors, favorite colors for one.
This is courtesy of Time Magazine. President Bush's favorite color. They really asked. Wow.
What is dark blue?
Yes, blue.
Wow. $1 for you, AJ. Select again, please.
Let's go presidential colors for two, please.
Dick Cheney's favorite color.
What is dark blue?
Well, Jason, your chance to seal.
I would have to go with what is yellow?
Yeah, right. No, red. Cheney likes red.
Red? That's a red baiter.
As a communist, right.
All right, AJ, you're in control.
Let's close out presidential colors for three, please.
Condoleezza Rice.
What is purple?
Negative.
Jason, your chance to steal. Heck of a guess, AJ.
What is brown, baby?
Brown.
No.
Purple is not my brown. Goodness.
Wow.
It's green.
What a worldly pair we have in the game.
It's green.
And AJ, you're in control.
Let's go. How old are they for
how
one?
How old are they? Okay, I'll give you celebrity. Maybe they've recently had a birthday or they're in the news. Tell me how old they are. She just got divorced by Rebecca Romaine Stamos. John Stamos.
What is 39?
No.
All right, now Jason, your chance to seal.
What is 36?
No, he's 40.
I have a bulletin.
Really?
Oh, another bulletin?
Another bulletin right here.
Here's Radio 156, headline news.
Tom Brokaw, Radio 156 News, with a bulletin about NBC News anchor Brian Williams. He likes to set puppies on fire. I'll be back with details later. This is Tom Brokaw, Radio 156 News.
How old are they for two? Are you ready, AJ?
Yes.
Billy Bob Thornton.
What is 53?
Negative.
Jason, your chance to steal.
What is a road hard 36?
Billy Bob Thornton, 48.
48 and looking strong.
AJ, final question on the big board. How old are they for three? Jessica Simpson.
What is 23?
Bingo!
$3 for you. That's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
As the Stallion would say, bingo, baby.
Bingo, baby. I love his work. He's on the Ocean City Information Channel. I love OC.
Who's got what, Tom?
AJ finishes with $10. Jason finishes with $3.
Guys, it's final Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bet it all, and I think it's a pretty easy one. Here you go. American Idol's in the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm so nutty for this goddamn show. You know, last night, Frida wanted to watch, well, what's on after CSI? What's the show that's
without
like that?
Without a Trace.
Without a Trace.
Without a Trace.
I said to her,
the life story of Brian Williams after the first year of the year 2005.
Wow.
Brian Williams thinks that NBC stands for Never Been Caressed.
I said to her, watch Primetime. They're doing a special on American Idol and all the people that were on before.
Uh-huh.
And she really said to me, you're an idiot. You're obsessed with this stupid show. And I am.
America is.
American Idol's in the news. Guys, good luck. Answer in the form of a question. This is so easy if you're a fan. She was voted off the island this week. On American Idol.
I don't watch.
She was voted off the island, so to speak. Answer in the form of a question and good luck.
Tom Brokaw here. All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy received my latest book, American Casket, the fictional story of a successful career man prematurely put out to pasture only to discover his life has no meaning.
American Casket.
And he must end it himself in the most dramatic way possible.
Huh.
By taking a bottle of sleeping pills before hanging himself from a ceiling fan over a bathtub with an electric toaster in it as he simultaneously sets his very own house on fire somewhere in the Midwest. Sure to be the feel-good hit of the year. Now back to final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek Geronimo.
Thank you, Tom. Nicely done, Tom.
Thank you.
Here we go. And it's Jason that we go through first.
Yes, Friday the 13th, Jason.
Jason, she was voted off American Idol this week, off the island. She's out.
What is Jennifer Hudson?
Well, we'll take that, but yes, it's who.
Congratulations, you double your score to $6, Jason.
AJ, if you have the answer, you are still the big wiener.
Who is Jennifer Hudson?
And that means that AJ Oskrieg, congratulations, you are still our low-budget Jeopardy champion.
I would say that question's too easy. Everybody watches that show except Buzz. Tom, oh, here we go. Parting is such sweet sorrow. I do. AJ and Jason, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here's a TB to tell you what you want. TB?
AJ Oskrieg.
Tommy Boy.
Tom Rokaw to tell you.
Tommy
thank you.
Boy.
Richard Hayden, you doubled your score to $20. We throw out a $25.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
It's got a thin candy shell. You added to your previous day's winnings your total $96 for AJ Oskwee. Thanks for playing, and we'll see you back next time.
Don't hide from your feelings.
Don't hide from your feelings. You were watching Spanktrovision. And now, Jason, we've got a big money prize for you. Here you go. Are you ready, my Kansas friend?
I'm ready, Tom.
You won 50 Dave and Buster's dollars. Good for food, merchandise, or drinks at your Dave and Buster's. Also included is $20 in Dave and Buster's power cards. Speaking of Buster, I can tell you a story about Brian Williams that would curl your hair.
Oh, does that involve Jane Pauley's hymen?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess you got the intel before I did. If you need a break, come to Dave and Buster's. Recess is calling, and I won't even get into the BWBW story.
No, hold on a second. Jason and AJ, we'll talk to you next week, AJ.
Okay, thanks, guys. Weekend, thanks,
thanks for listening.
BWBW, Brian Williams, bedwetting.
Oh,
absolutely. Yes, Brian Williams is coming to NBC. Hang the sheets out the window. Very exciting stuff. Great stuff.
And now let's go to a newsman who's still employed and will be working here.
I love this man. Do you know why?
Why?
Part of the greatest generation.
Thank you, Tom.
In a world
where
owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz Burbank.
He made it up.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, what is your lead story? And aren't you awed being in the presence of... soon to be kicked off NBC's Tom Brokaw.
I'm always proud to be with Tom Brokaw.
That is reciprocal. I'll tell you why, because not many guys can do the news on a show like this, and have also stormed Omaha Beach.
That's true.
Buzz, what is your lead story?
Today, the Vatican finds another group to exclude from communion.
Brian Williams, anti-Catholic.
Really? Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Tom, thanks for playing the game. Always remember, never get low with the Japanese production of...
Barn Incorporated is distributed by King World. And I'll tell you one last thing before I go.
Yes.
Brian Williams also hates baby strollers.
So do you, Buzz.
I'm starting to look at Brian Williams differently now.
Mike, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet
Crackpot? Oh, hold on a second. Sorry about that. Bart Simpson, need you again.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow, bow. A colossal waste of time.
Amen.
The Don and Mike Show.
Time for a news and comment with Buzz. Brought to you by Verimax. World's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer, Verimax. Number one rated because it really works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested, patented Verimax. Available retailers nationwide. Call 1-888 try Verimax. Yeah. Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
The Catholic Church is going to save some money on wafers and wine. People who are not Catholic are not allowed to take communion. Neither are Catholics in grave sin if they haven't confessed. And now, Catholic politicians who are pro-choice are banned from taking communion. Church officials would not comment specifically about John Kerry. The Vatican's also reminding its churches they cannot allow lay people to give sermons or cannot borrow any rituals from other religions.
What's your problem with that, dude?
Ladies and gentlemen, please make welcome His Holiness Pope John Paul.
Yes.
What's up? Pope Zizzle in the house!
It's incredible that you see pictures of His Holiness. You see him celebrating Mass.
I am frail, Mike.
And he looks so frail, but listen to him right now. You sound fantastic. I can't see you, of course.
I'm great.
But I can hear you. You sound great, Your Holiness.
Flesh and bone.
Oh, that's great.
Just a man.
Big weekend for you, isn't it?
NFL weekend, NBA playoffs.
I know you're very excited.
And, of course, the DVD release. Girls Gone Wild, Volume 27.
Oh, you keep up on pop culture. I think that's what keeps you young.
I wanted to say one thing.
Yes, Your Holiness.
He's the man.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say that.
But I'm the rock and roll pontiff.
Yes, you are.
And I have a message for all of my believers.
Yes, go ahead, rock and roll pontiff.
I know, Buzz, you have news about the wafers.
Yes.
News about the other stuff that
people
I don't care about yet.
Politicians, yes.
Here's what I care about.
What do you care about?
Well, nothing's been the same.
You like that song, huh?
I love this song.
Finger on the pulse.
This is a funny song.
You think that's a hit, Your Holiness?
It's a smash. Of course. In land, we're glad he's coming. What can I say? I thought Jennifer Hudson was a shoo-in.
But, no. Your Holiness, I have to point out to you, Joe Gibbs is not a Catholic. It's Joe Gibbs.
We love your legacy. That's true, Mike. Joe
Gibbs. Good point.
It doesn't mean that I can't root for his team.
Right.
He, of course, will not go to heaven.
And no communion.
Oh, that's going to be controversial.
He will not go to heaven.
You're
Joe
a lightning
Gibbs,
rod.
He will not go to heaven.
Because he's not a Catholic.
He's not a Catholic. Okay. Only Catholics go to heaven.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, His Holiness John Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Enjoy your draft
Get
weekend.
Get some rest.
Actually, it's my idea for a new show.
What's
really?
That?
Undercover Catholic.
Oh, Undercover Ooh. Catholic, really?
I'm in talks with Jerry Bruckheimer.
Oh, fantastic. You didn't talk to Mark Burnett for that one?
No, that's reality. Jerry Bruckheimer, he's the man with CSI.
Oh, so you're gonna, it's going to be a fictional show.
My reality show is Pope Cam.
Wow.
Pope Cam 24/7. Oh, and I want to shout out to my man who has a great Tron suit.
Oh. Oh, Jay.
Jay, what's his last name?
Yeah, we've forgotten his last name.
Maynard. Jay Maynard.
Jay Maynard.
Very good.
God forgives you for being such a faggot. Pope out.
There you go.
Thank
there
you.
He goes,
Thank
Buzz.
You, well, the Vatican had considered in this latest missive admonishing churches against using altar girls, but softened the language so as not to appear to be behind the times. And that brings us to Arnold Schwarzenegger, who will be at the opening of the Israeli Museum of Tolerance. The museum,
very nice.
Yes, the museum, which is designed to promote the tolerance of all religions, opens in Jerusalem next month, and Arnold will be there as a special invited guest.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now, very nice.
Now, what's he doing there?
He's changing his image.
Arnold has, in fact, expressed
oh,
dismay.
That's right. I forgot his dad was a Nazi.
He's got a few issues he has to deal with.
I keep forgetting.
Arnold's expressed dismay about the fact that his father was a member of the Nazi party, quoting the governor.
This is Wolfgang Juretzer.
Here's his dad.
From Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Never forget.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Quoting the governor, I am proud to promote tolerance, end quote.
Hey, that's a controversial statement.
Okay, today's serious ugly story.
Okay.
We've lost another hero to war. Former Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, is this about Pat Tillman?
Yeah, star defensive player Pat Tillman killed in a firefight in Afghanistan yesterday.
Listen, just let me pontificate for 30 seconds on this. This is a guy number 40 for the Arizona Cardinals.
A big star for the Cardinals, right?
Yeah, and they had no stars. And also a white guy who played in the secondary, so he stood out like a sore thumb. This guy was gung-ho. I mean, gung-ho when he played football and was like the best player on the Cardinals, and they stink.
Right.
And then, I don't know, something happened with it was before 9/11, I think, when he enlisted in the Army Rangers. Was that what he did?
He'd been with them before and then turned down a $3.5 million offer plus to join the Army less than a year after the 9/11 attack.
Okay, so 9/11 motivated him to get back into
Apparently,
the Army.
Yeah, and now he's killed in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And I know that I shouldn't feel any more remorse for a football player any other guy, but it's just, you know, now it's creeping on all the screens. I mean, I got the NFL channel on today, and they're running a crawl on the bottom of the screen with the Arizona Cardinals logo, you know, saying Pat Tillman is dead.
Yeah.
I mean, why?
27 years old.
And again, Pat Tillman or anybody's son or daughter.
Yeah, I mean, really. That. I mean, you saw the cover of USA Today when you see all those caskets.
Explain that to me. Now, Pat Tillman is, and here's a guy I didn't know. I just had the dumb hero worship, you know, the athlete worship. Here's a guy who meant what he said and said what he meant.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he's friggin' dead now.
Yeah.
He's dead. Is it really worth it? Is it really worth it that Pat Tillman is dead? A guy who I don't know, who could, you know, just
insert name here.
Is it worth it for anybody?
Yeah, that's, correct.
I think what a lot of Americans are asking right now, is it worth it? Are we doing what we set out to do? And you know, I don't think those guys die in vain. I think they're over there, and really, they're over there protecting freedom. They're protecting their fellow soldiers over there. And, you know, you have to, as far as the soldiers, I separate the entire military aspect from the political aspect, you know, and you do, and that's what really supporting the troops is all about. Right. I mean, those guys are over there.
What are the odds?
They're doing their duty. They are. They're doing their duty.
In this case, what are the odds? You got a guy who's an up-and-comer on a crappy, crappy team. So he's already beaten the odds because he's a great Pro Bowl player.
Not arrested. Not charged
with
murder. Special team
headhunter. Right, yeah. Huh? Good, solid citizen. Gets offered millions of bucks.
Yeah, you want to talk about serving your country.
Says, I'm going to do this. And, of course, the first people said, oh, it's a stunt. And they said, no, the guy's serious. Well, now I guess Pat Tillman got the last laugh, didn't he? Yeah. He was serious because he's dead.
Yep.
He's dead. How you feel about that, George?
This is probably going to put, because of the way Americans feel about professional football, this is going to put more of a spotlight on a situation that I think needs a spotlight. I really do.
Pictures from Dover.
I really think Americans need to start paying attention to what's happening and not take these guys for granted. Because really, no matter what you feel about the war, no matter how you feel, whether you're for it, against it, whatever, every one of those guys that comes back and goes over and serves his country is a hero. That's the way I feel about it. I think they're guys that need to be admired. I really believe that.
Amen. And now back to our job of distracting you from the war. Okay. One of today's biggest stories is that the Paris Hilton video is coming out on video.
Baby!
Hello! Former boyfriend and co-star Rick Solomon, who's still being sued by the Hilton family for releasing the video in any form, has made a deal with the company to distribute the sex show on VHS and DVD.
But here's the thing. How come Jeff George is still alive? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let it go, Don.
Jeff George is still alive, but
Don,
Pat
you could
Tillman
probably make a
dead.
Shopping list of NFL players.
Yeah,
really.
I know I could, but Jeff George is the one that I still see around sometimes. Because, you know, he's been fired, canceled in so many teams.
Canceled.
He has houses all over. Right. And he played for about 5 minutes with the Redskins when they threw about $20 million at him.
I take it you'll be penning a letter to Jeff George urging him to enlist.
Please do, right away.
The tapes and discs of the Paris Hilton video will be shipped by Red Light District Video of Los Angeles.
Red Light District Video.
This one will
put that one in a brown sack.
More footage than the original, running 45 minutes instead of 38. It'll hit stores June 15th. No word yet on the retail price, but on the web, it goes for $50.
I'm concerned about the quality, Buzz. Yes. I didn't like
the
internet quality.
Quality might surprise you. Quality at Paris Hilton. Quality is our middle name.
I sure hope
quality
so.
Is job one.
Man, and she is on the cover of
everything.
Every guy's magazine.
Well,
stuff,
other
FHM,
magazines.
Maxim, everything.
You know, her TV show's coming back on.
Right.
The show with Nicole Richie's.
Simple Life.
With Lionel Richie's daughter, Nicole. Yeah, I think it comes on next month.
Yeah. Simple Life. Also, the episode where you were out in Las Vegas.
Hey, that's off the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's off the air.
Sorry about that.
A nightmare time.
He might be listening.
Ah, you know, you're just having fun.
Never mind, let's move past that.
A nightmare Tommy Smothers thought had gone away has come back to haunt him.
I said to Mike when I was out in Las Vegas.
I thought you said it on the air, too. I really did.
Did I ever say that? I don't think so. But I know I said to Mike in a private moment.
Uh-huh.
He said, intimate moment. He said, what's it like with Jimmy and all those new... I said, it's like the simple life.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and sadly to say, I'm Paris Hilton.
That's funny.
Frida is Nicole Richie, and I'm Paris Hilton.
That's just funny. He won't be offended at that.
I don't think he'll understand it.
There you go.
A nightmare Tommy Smothers thought had gone away has come back to haunt him.
Hey, there's a compliment.
Him.
Hey, yo-yo man.
I don't think my brother would understand that joke.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not.
In 1998, Tommy Smothers made a $300,000 out-of-court settlement to get rid of the charge he had fondled his stepdaughters, a charge he denies. The girls, now in their 30s, say they never got the money. They don't blame Tommy for that. He paid his part of the settlement. They blame a law firm, and now they're suing the law firm, but this means the comic folk singer may have to go back to court to testify.
Tommy, we have some bad news here at the legal. I've got the entire team on the phone with me.
Yeah, we're here, and we understand that you've put this to rest, and you paid the settlement, but unfortunately, the law firm that you paid the settlement to went bankrupt, and now there is litigation that will require you to dredge up those terrible memories.
Your daughters are going public with this.
Allegations.
Both you and Michael Jackson and Tommy Smothers.
Wow.
Except it's your daughters, Tommy.
And, of course, we know you've denied the charges, but did I mention Michael Jackson's been indicted?
And the other thing that I would have to tell you, would you stop with the yo-yo?
Yes, please.
I know it has nothing to do with you molesting your daughters.
But when you put on that vest or the suspenders.
It's, Mike, it's the braces.
The braces, the, yes. The suspenders. And you play with your yo-yo. That does nothing to...
it makes you look
help.
Like
it doesn't help.
Pedophile.
Both the 67-year-old Tommy and his wife say they cannot go through this again. The Enquirer says Tommy's wife may leave him because of this.
That would be a shame.
Well, he'll always have his yo-yos.
Canada's Cirque du Soleil.
You remember the times you played around the world with your daughters?
Yes.
You remember that, Tommy? How about the one, the Itsy Bitsy Spider? Isn't that one of those tricks with the yo-yo?
Yes, of course. Two words for you, Tommy. Bad judgment.
And another common thread, he owns a winery. So maybe there was Jesus juice.
Yes, know. Jesus juice.
Jesus juice and yo-yo.
Jesus juice and yo-yo.
You know, you love to spew those facts in that big brain of yours.
Yes, yes, right. I got it.
The winery. He owns a winery. All right.
Canada.
Where are your yo-yos?
Girls, today we're going to smash some grapes. We're going to do this in a little different fashion.
Oh, God.
Why don't we all disrobe?
Oh, Jesus.
That's a good girl.
There we are.
Canada's Cirque du Soleil has agreed to pay $600,000 to settle a lawsuit by a gymnast who says he was fired because he has the AIDS virus. 32-year-old Matthew Cusick was upset about his condition.
His elephant is very upset.
I can tell.
Nasty.
He was honest about it, but he was fired because circus management believed he posed a health risk to the other performers, the crew, and the audience. But Cirque du Soleil performs in the U.S., so Matt took him to court in San Francisco.
I'm not laughing.
The elephant, of course.
I'm laughing because
wild.
Cirque du Soleil doesn't have
the
any
elephants.
Animals.
Right.
Of course they do. Of course they do. They have tons of elephants.
Matt sued the circus in San Francisco under the Americans with Disabilities Act. They don't have any animals.
I know they don't have animals. We're just goofing you.
Matt says the point is, quote, if you discriminate, there's going to be a price. The circus says it now sees the error of its ways and says that if he dropped his lawsuit, it would have taken him back. Now they've been forced to hire animals. Kitties and chickens.
Okay. And oh my God.
There's the horse.
There you go.
Arabian, I think.
We got a break here.
All right.
Hold on just a second.
Wow.
And on my mark, Buzz, the next story.
A new video game allows you to be Hugh Hefner.
Hey.
I hope that drive home's going fine.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Log on to flyted.com.
Or log on to flyted.com. Hey, who do you like the best? Just sing it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, rinse, repeat. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz, you just get this thing about Patty Heaton you brought over here?
Yes. Yes, I did today.
Now, what's she doing now? Let me just say, regardless how you stand on abortion, if you're pro-abortion, anti-abortion,
pretty evenly divided in America,
I think, wouldn't we all be in agreement, no matter what side of the aisle you're on,
mm-hmm.
that the last person you want casting her thoughts on it is Patty Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Amen.
Because she's just a bitch on wheels on all topics?
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. Two-time Emmy winner and New York Times best-selling author. Please, I'd like some documentation on that. Patricia Heaton will not attend the March for Women's Lives. Unlike many of her colleagues who were listed endorsing the march, Patricia Heaton supports both women and their unborn children. Many of the celebrities on the list are my friends, but when it comes to championing abortion, we go our separate ways. I invite other artists and entertainers to join us. Together we can truly empower women without compromise.
She's a feminist, but she's a pro-life feminist.
And, oh, good for her. And incidentally, the...
So nice to know her views.
Mm-hmm. She stands not alone, Mike. Patty Heaton.
Mm-hmm.
She, one of the people that's supporting her is Margaret Colon.
Who's who?
Who? C-O-L-O-N. Margaret Colon.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Who's always been a funny name to me.
Whose film bio includes Three Men and a Baby.
Ah.
Hey, isn't great. That funny?
Yes, she played.
Isn't that funny?
She played the baby.
Anyway, that's Patricia Heaton.
I knew you'd enjoy that news release.
We appreciate that on a good-looking Friday. For Patty Heaton, the message from all of us to you, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
But with the right video game, you can be Hugh Hefner. Playboy the Mansion allows you to tour the place and build an empire with just the right combination of business savvy and party throwing.
Very excited about taking these people on an imaginary stroll to the grotto.
Hey, Hef.
Hold on.
Hey, Hef.
How are you, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm well.
We miss you at the mansion.
Oh, invite me back, please.
You are always welcome, my friend.
With your new game, Hef, the player will have bunnies. 75 playmates have agreed to lend their images to the game.
All my bunnies will be participating in the project.
You can even add your own touches to the mansion. If Hef's place doesn't really, say, have a dungeon, you could add one.
I would love to put a dungeon in there. We could enjoy great fun after the little blue pills.
Now, explain this to me. Yeah? Excuse me for a second, guys. Your name comes up here, Hef.
Yes, of course.
Oh, in the newspaper?
There's an article about Tina Fey. She's got some movie opening this week.
Right. You're a statuesque woman. I could enhance her look.
Everybody likes Tina Fey, right? She's smart. She's cute. Right. She's funny. They ask her in this cover story for her funniest moments. And here is Tina Fey's funniest moments from Saturday Night Live doing the weekend update. It involves Hugh Hefner.
Okay. Mm.
She says, she held up a photo of Hugh Hefner with his look-alike blonde bombshells and launched into one of her most famous rants, wondering, quote, when are we going to have a Hefner harem that looks like America?
Hmm.
Does that strike any of you guys as funny?
Well, no. She's caustic but shy.
And then it says Faye, I had been trying to do a sketch about that for 4 months, and I finally cracked it live on the air.
Good for her.
Hef, is that funny?
No, I find her to be caustic and annoying. And I feel that, like many in this country, she makes her statements based on jealousy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she's working for the unfunny cast of Saturday Night Live.
That's true.
She is.
My humble opinion. Bitch.
The game Playboy the Mansion will be out in November, just in time for holiday shopping.
I mean, really, am I reading this wrong? Because it says Tina Fey's razor-sharp sarcasm makes the shy softer side. Tina Fey's favorite weekend update moments.
Huh.
Tina Fey held up a photo of Hugh Hefner with his look-alike blonde bombshells and launched into one of her most famous rants, wondering, quote, just when are we going to have a Hefner harem that looks like America?
In my humble opinion, Don, you must come to a crossroads in your career and make the decision. Which are you? Feminist or comedian?
And what about Patty Heaton? Tina Fey and Patty Heaton.
She also has to make that choice.
Yes.
Are you a mindless actress or a political activist? Both Patty Heaton and
Tina Fey
not welcome at the mansion or the grotto.
Good for you, huh?
Thank you, Buzz.
A new report says there's nothing new about the practice of removing unwanted body hair, even in places of which we cannot speak.
Right.
The report,
thank goodness.
The report says the ancient...
Speaking of, give me just a second. Let me just bend over and tie my shoes. Oh.
How's that?
Okay.
You are ready for the weekend.
That is relaxing. Just hold on just a second.
You're ready.
Oh, hold on. Oh, you're going over a pimple.
Oh.
Ow.
Oh, dear.
Ow. And...
we got a bleeder.
Hold on a second. Hold on. And... oh, that's nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Very clean.
All right, smooth.
The report says the ancient Egyptians did it, even if it was to prevent lice.
King Tut's got a condo made of stone.
Lice may have been the reason Europeans, women and men, did it in the 1500s and wore merkins, remember?
Very lice.
Very nice.
Theories vary about why we do it today. One theory is that the current trend actually started as women's bathing suits got smaller years ago. The increasingly sophisticated porn industry gets a lot of the credit, and then there's the whole metrosexual movement. Whole companies have sprung up to make it easier for the do-it-yourselfer, and when it comes to men, to quote one spa owner, they're not gay and they're not porn stars.
And Buzz, there's a guy who is speaking out publicly about this, broadcaster really? Pat Summerall. Pat, is it true that you've shaved all your body hair?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, dear.
Sad, he doesn't remember.
But he's got a new liver. And speaking of gay, a crowd gathered. This may be the gold star story of the day.
All right.
A crowd gathered in Central Park to see a couple of young men put on an X-rated show from a tree limb 50 feet off the ground. We don't get this back home, said one tourist. A hostage negotiation team was called in to deal with the transsexual and his young lover in New York Central Park. The 17-year-old told the cops his parents disapproved of his busty boyfriend, quoting him, "I want my mother and my psychologist." Eventually, both men were whisked away for a mental exam.
Wow.
Quoting an understanding detective, they were fed up with how people were treating them. We just tried to talk to them and make them feel comfortable.
So they went up into a tree in Central Park to have gay sex?
They did. One of them, the transsexual, was wearing, at least part of the time, was wearing a dress.
Wow.
And her young, his young male lover.
Mm.
At one point, the teen threatened to jump. At another, he demanded a Diet Vanilla Pepsi. When they gave him a Diet Original Pepsi, he threw it back to the ground screaming, "Vanilla, what I say goes!"
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
This went on for 4 hours. One tourist said, "We were going to go see the Empire State Building, but we decided to stay here."
I like that.
And from one kooky coast to another, who knew? Who knew that necrophilia wasn't illegal in California? That's why 48-year-old Madi Ala has only been charged with felony count of possession of stolen property and two misdemeanor counts of trespassing.
Oh, my God.
He was found passed out drunk, pants down, on top of a cadaver in the basement of a funeral home.
Oh, dear.
Quoting the assistant DA, "Trust me, we looked all over the penal codes. We looked everywhere. There is no charge.
Don, baby, how's it going?
There is no charge for having sex with a corpse."
Wow.
The only related crime on California's books has to do with digging up, of course.
Time goes on.
This one hadn't been buried yet.
I'm not here. Oh, where did you get that nickname? Next question.
All right.
Never a tremor of doubt in my mind.
You know, if the boss really wanted to save money, he'd encourage us all to call in sick more often. A new study from Cornell University says coming to work sick and giving the creeping crud to others winds up costing the company far more in health benefits and lost manpower than if the germ carrier had just stayed home.
Right.
The report says we should stop trying to be heroes and stop going to work sick. The study says sick workers have trouble concentrating, work more slowly, and make more mistakes, meaning more do-overs.
What if you're sick in the head, though?
Well,
what if it's like it doesn't show up with like a cough or a sniffle? What if you're just sick in the head?
Well, then you ought to get your ass thrown right out of the stadium. And when people say they're addicted to something like chocolate, we laugh politely the way we would with a mental patient. But a new scientific study says it could happen. A brain scan study of normal, hungry people showed their brains lit up when they saw and smelled their favorite foods. Lit up in the same way it does when a cocaine addict thinks about the next snort. Same response in the same part of the brain. In fact, these scientists say that food can be a gateway drug.
Joe.
Forget it.
It's part of a study about why nearly a third of us Americans are obese. The study finds
that... Where's my jerky? I want my barbecued chicken right now. And where's my stage 3 meds? Come on now.
Schedule three narcotics.
And where's my jerky? I left them right next to my Rolling Stones t-shirt and my barbecued chicken.
Somebody jacked my jerky.
The study finds that the most addictive foods are chocolate, pizza, cinnamon roll, Egg McMuffin, fried chicken, barbecued
egg
ribs.
Egg McMuffin?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
People are crazy for those. And barbecued ribs and ice cream also made the list.
Barbecued chicken's not on there?
Who besides me is hungry? No, just ribs.
Okay.
In sports, the Orlando Predators have put up a controversial billboard just a year after they were fined for another one. This one features two busty, beautiful women and the slogan, "Get both free." The slogan refers, of course, to the jersey and the beer mug also in the picture.
Right, well, somebody should call the FCC.
Yeah, it's controversial, baby.
Can't have a woman with big boobs on a billboard saying, "See both," or "See two free," or whatever it says.
They have their own FCC. Last year, the Arena Football League fined the Predators $10,000 and forced them to take down the one with a girl in a three-point stance saying, "Get behind your team."
Right, that's what we need. Thank you, government.
Finally, Crooks Are Stupid 2004.
Are these made up, Buzz?
This is real. In Lafayette, Indiana, a man stopped for speeding was asked for his driver's license. The officer had no idea it was a stolen driver's license, so he immediately arrested the guy on murder charges. because that's what the man on the ID was wanted for. My point, try to get to know the guy you buy your fake IDs from.
Gotcha, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
No, no, tell me it's not true.
That's true.
No.
We got to go 2 whole days without seeing us.
All right.
We'll be back on Monday with a new episode. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll see you Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 Okay, you.
Check out my new unitard.
Oh, yeah.
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 Super.
Yes. Tron rules.
Staying new to your pets.
Eat a lot.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.